If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Que ven en Bing. Me llamo el Tototito que ven en Bing. Quiere decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componer lo que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme todavía una puta ya que ven en Bing en Tijuana para poder. Hola, papá, que ven en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that our banner rock it red flare for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Label.
This is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Good morning.
There's no turning back, no matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights, music.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:32. I was just listening to the replay of Paul Rudd and Jason Segel.
Yes.
And it reminded me that we talked about it yesterday afternoon, but I don't think we mentioned it yesterday morning that Dave the King of Mexico dressed up for Paul Rudd.
Oh.
That's kind of odd.
There's a man crush going on there. That's he put on a tie and a sweater.
He had a sweater that he's super proud of that came from Gap, I guess.
The Gap.
And I think Jason Rudd had a moment where he was like, hey, is that sweater from The Gap? And
it was Dave, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, sorry, yes. Jason Segel. Yeah, and Dave was in heaven. As soon as he's like, yes, I told you it was cool. He's been telling me that forever.
He came up to me in the
bathroom.
Whatever, I get to get over. But that's the first thing he told me yesterday was that.
That he
had said, I have that sweater. It's from The Gap, right? And then later in the office, we're talking about it. He totally denied it, but he had like 5 beer bottles on his desk.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think he remembered.
No, he didn't.
But he told everybody about that.
And
he
was very
like
proud of that.
The best moment
because
ever.
I've been mocking him about the sweater. So then when Paul Rudd recognized, he's like, yes, I told you.
He also tried to like burn us with it because we said, Dave, why are you all dressed up? I'm dressed up for Paul Rudd. I don't dress up just for girls.
Yeah.
As if like that was something to brag about. You know,
that was the thought process, though, is that occasionally we'll have a super hot girl in and someone will get – Ralph will get dressed up or Mike will get dressed up or whatever. And Dave occasionally. But he wore a tie. He went the extra step of putting a tie on for Paul Rudd.
It's not just for girls. I don't understand.
Are you trying to tell us something, Dave?
Yeah, I don't understand why he did it or how that's a burn or I don't know the thought process. You know,
he definitely burned us.
I sure like Paul Rudd. I'm going to put a tie on.
In the end, though, he did kind of get what he wanted, and he wanted Paul Rudd to recognize his outfit.
Yes,
and that happened. So
that's true.
Yeah, but you could do that if you wore a bikini too. I mean, what's the? I mean, that's it. That was his whole goal, was to be recognized.
Dude, it made his week. I'm telling you,
Paul liked my sweater. He's got one just like it. How was the screening last night? You went to the screening?
It was cool. It's really good that they came in that morning because they put the radio people way at the end of the red carpet.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody always shows up super late.
Right.
So by the time they got down to us lowly radio people, none of the actual stars of the movie had time to talk to us.
That's almost how it works every time because they get there late and then they start prioritizing. They go, oh, well, Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, whatever. And then finally, down at the end, we're going, hey, anyone?
No, got to go into the movie.
So, Paul, Jason, neither of them stopped?
Well, not so much them, no.
Anyone else that started the movie?
And while you were here
Felicia
in the studio
Rashad?
Yesterday, you said, hey, guys, I'm going to be there tomorrow. If you need anything, let me know.
Yeah, and...
Felicia Rashad?
I mean, Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones? Who's Felicia Rashad?
Rashad, it was the mom on the Cosby
Show. Sure enough.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was in that. I did talk to her. You did, all right. She didn't stop by either, huh?
No.
Who'd you talk to?
We talked to Lou Ferrigno.
Well, that would have been fun.
He's the guy who used to be on the TV version of The Incredible Hulk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, and friggin' Rush was there. The band Rush.
Really?
And Ask Tiny Dancer. I was like geeking out. I couldn't believe it. I see Rush coming down the red carpet. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to talk to Geddy Lee. This is going to be so amazing. And they walk right by us. Getty! Alex, Neil, come on, please! They did the Getty! Right thing. Oh, my God. They just walked right by me. Could not care less.
Well, they did the right thing.
Rush was too big for you. Yeah. Do they have music in the movie? Is that why they're
there? I don't
know,
but Jason and Paul yesterday were making a lot of Rush references
that's
off
the
true. Air. So yeah. I don't know if
but they were
like,
talking about Limbaugh. I thought that was weird, but I didn't understand it, but they were very excited about that. All right, let's take your phone calls to begin today's show. 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Getting on the air today, you get a pair of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, the entertainment capital of L.A. Right now, if you stop by a Subway restaurant, you can pick up an $18 off general admission coupon to Universal Studios Hollywood.
Great.
Let's begin with Michael in La Mirada. This is the way we want to start our day off. Michael?
What it do again, guys?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I called about the stripper that sat behind me.
Oh, in school?
In math, yes.
Yes, and now I just recently found out that the girl I was kind of dating in high school is in porn.
What? Yeah. What kind of life are you living?
What are the chances of that? Are you just calling to get the prize every day?
No, I wish I could. But, like, there's no joke. I sent you the link, actually. Kevin, I sent you and Psycho Mike, Ralph.
I'll get to it next week sometime. But, but so what are the chances that you were in math class with a girl in front of you who's a stripper, and now you just found out your ex-girlfriend is in porn?
I don't know. That's how awesome I feel right now, though.
All right.
He's just an awesome guy, Kevin.
That's what it is? Okay.
Sometimes they're just awesome people.
Right. Yeah, I don't have money, so sometimes that's what happens.
That's what you have to kind of make up stories like that?
Yeah.
Now, when you say you sent the link, you sent the link to her porn?
Yes, to her porn, specifically.
All right. Is she a specialist of any kind?
No, it's actually like that kind of porn where it's like, I guess they call it like alternative porn, kind of like suicide
like
girls porn.
Fetish stuff?
No. Well, I guess it would be fetish. It would be like suicide girl style kind of porn.
Right, right.
And yeah, she also does webcams, and I haven't got a chance to see that yet.
She has webcams.
I do have a question. How did you find this out?
Through one of my friends. He called me up and he said, remember that girl that you were kind of dating in high school? I said, yeah. Well, she's in porn. And again, I said, whoa.
All right, Michael, we're going to buy it today. But don't call us tomorrow with your mom, whatever.
Dude, that's awkward. That's awkward.
I'm just saying.
Why would you say that?
Perhaps you're making up stories is what I'm saying.
On a side note, too, I appreciate the show a lot. Yeah. I want to make you guys breakfast. I'm a chef, by the way.
You're a chef.
Oh, my God. Otherwise, I'd be worried.
I want to make you guys breakfast.
Next week sometime would be perfect.
Right after Kevin gets to that link.
Thank you for the call. Thank you, Michael. That's very nice of you to say those kind of things. All right, let's go to Elizabeth in Orange. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, guys. Let me just say real quick, it is tax season. I get very little sleep, but what I heard yesterday, I had to set my alarm and call you guys in.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Tell us.
That must have been important.
Yes. Yesterday during Single Little's Hard Day, when Mike was talking about Saved by the Bell, totally got the story about the spraying wrong.
I know.
The spraying, the dance, the spraying?
Yeah.
For those of you that didn't hear Cinco yesterday, we were giving Mike a hard time because he apparently is running to be the prom king of Hollywood.
Yes.
And that seemed just, a little, So we were giving him a hard time, and then I was reading from the article. It was talking about, have you always wanted to get out on the dance floor and do the sprain? So Mike explained what that was to us yesterday.
And I apologize to all you fans. I screwed it up, especially you, Elizabeth. You're right. It was Lisa Turtle who danced the sprain, not AC Slater.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
Changes everything.
This is the statement it makes about the K-Rock listener. Yeah. And that you could go on the air and say, we should quarantine minorities.
That's correct.
We should just kill them all, quarantine. No, phones don't light up. Yesterday, about 5:15, the phones were exploding with people who were incensed that I would think.
That was me, too.
So Elizabeth called, and then when she didn't reach us personally, she set her alarm to get up this morning to let us know that Mike was wrong about the sprain dance.
And she's right. Okay. She should have done that, and I apologize. I hope you can forgive me, Elizabeth.
Well, Mike, I would just ask for a picture at the April Foolishness, if it's possible, because it is tax season, and I get very little sleep.
So you want a picture, or you want April? What are you talking about?
Well, I'm going to April Foolishness.
You are.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so you want to take a picture with Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not allowed.
Kind of point at him and make him look sad.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin and Bean like to keep me caged up in the back on like a little running track with a vest on, so I'm probably not going to make it out into the crowd so much. But if you can make it backstage, I will definitely take a picture.
We like
with
to
you.
Keep him hungry, so yeah. In case we need him to attack, we can just send him out. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Chris in Calabasas. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys. What did you do?
What did you do?
We were just talking about I Love You, Man, and Rush was at the premiere last night.
What do you
and
know?
Rush is actually in the movie.
They are.
They have a little cameo.
Oh, the whole band does.
The whole band does. And they were actually pretty good. They were actually the best part of the whole movie.
So you saw
it. Like a good surprise. Yes, I did.
Wait a minute. Rush is the best part of the whole movie? How is that possible?
It's the best surprise.
Surprise guest. Okay.
But did you like the movie?
I actually did. I thought it was very good.
Oh, good.
Now, unfortunately, Rush is not going to be a surprise for us, but all right, that's okay.
Well,
we were asking, so what are you going to do?
I wouldn't have recognized him, to be honest, so that's okay with me.
And let's go to Matt in Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. What a dude.
What a dude.
What a dude, Matt.
What's going on?
Hey, so last night I went to KROQ.com and I fell in love with the Eiffel Tower.
I married the Eiffel Tower.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Dude. Isn't that, don't you just sit there and go, this is a parody, somebody wrote this and is acting and is making
Can't
fun?
Can't be real.
I mean, I really tried to believe that these people were actors, but when the girl started making out with that ride, I just was like, rubbing the, I want your fluids all over me.
She was saying that to a circus ride. For those of you that didn't see it, a circus ride, and she was also rubbing the grease on her face and on her hands.
And you smell good, making out with her tongue and licking it.
God.
But what I gotta say about these objective sexuals, it might not be such a bad thing because they had several lovers.
At the same time.
You're right.
That's true.
And they never break up with them, and there are no fights, and they don't steal their money.
But how good can the sex be? With a bridge, you know?
She looked happy, right?
Yeah, well.
I guess so. But did you see the fence that she made, like, with Bitter Crotch Perfect? And
yes.
I don't know what was the thing with fences and
I don't either. She
stuff,
was very
but,
attracted to the fence. The woman that changed her name to Mrs. Wall was great.
You got it.
It really is hard to believe. But if you go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and then go to video, click on video, and you can watch parts one and part two of this documentary. And it is unbelievably disturbing and funny.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself feeling bad for the Eiffel Tower woman in the second part of it?
Yeah, I kind of did, you know. Like, she was, like, very alone. And when she was, like, arguing with the Berlin Wall lady, I was like, man, this poor lady is just too lonely.
She was. There was a woman there that was running a museum for the Berlin Wall. And she was trying to tell this woman that it was bad. And this woman was trying to say, I understand the wall. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She ended up, like, kicking her out or something like that. But that's,
they end up getting kicked out wherever they go,
that's
I'm
some
sure.
entertainment right there. That is a good documentary. You got to check that out.
You'll never look at a fence the same.
I hope not. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We have Mark Burnett and Jason Mayhem Miller in the studio talking about their new TV show, Bully Beatdown.
That looks interesting.
Guys who used to be bullies are now going to get in the ring. And they're going to get their heads handed to them.
They're going to have to fight people their own size for
so
once.
So they're going to come into the studio. We're going to talk to them. We also have to ask Mark Burnett about the Celebrity Apprentice, which is fantastic this year.
Yes.
Man, they got some losers on that program. the story of the belligerent chimp on today's Kevin and Bean show. The Mexican drug lord that has reached the Forbes list of the richest people. He's a
really?
New entry. He's not the guy that was running the company, the legitimate businessman last year that was in it from Mexico.
So they put... They put people who get their money illegally on their
I guess.
List now.
This isn't the first time they've done that.
Really?
Pablo Escobar was on the Forbes list like 4 years in a row.
I guess they don't make a judgment as to how they make it. They just say,
yeah, God forbid.
Do you have it? And this guy apparently does.
Wow.
So we'll get into that today. Weird ways your parents tried to keep you in line.
I'm waiting
this
for this.
This is a really weird story about Rosario Dawson, who said that her mom used to lick her, like her underarm. What was it?
And her face.
And her face.
Yes. When she did something wrong.
To embarrass her into behaving.
And she said it worked, which I can imagine it would.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Family from Britain that says they're too fat to work. And they need some more public assistance so they can eat. Not kidding. And new video, bubble wrap beer mug on today's Kevin and Bean show. Which is fantastic. So we will do that. Plus K-Rock's World Tour, Destination Number 6, Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction in Tel Aviv. You get on the standby boarding list by scoring tickets to their show May 20th. And tickets for that go on sale Friday at 3 o'clock, this Friday at 3 o'clock. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. Ralph is in here to take a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, this Natasha Richardson story is just a nightmare.
What the hell?
Apparently, she was in Montreal skiing with her husband, Liam Neeson, and their two kids. She was on the beginner's trail. She took a fall, hit her head, but was conscious and was joking about the fall afterwards. About an hour later, she complained of a headache and was taken by ambulance to the hospital. Now, according to the New York Post, she is brain dead.
What?
Are you serious? They said that she didn't even hit anything, really, when she fell. Not a rock or anything.
Wow.
She's complained of a headache after falling on the beginner's slope. Now the Post says they're organizing a family farewell.
Oh, my God.
To gather around her bedside.
Wow.
At the hospital.
That's shocking.
What's the explanation for that? Do they have it?
Listen, Bean. This is all the information I have. Okay. I'm sure after the autopsy they'll know more, but...
That is so shocking.
Natasha is the daughter of Vanessa Redgrave, who's an Oscar-winning actress, and sister of Jolie Richardson, who's over there on Nip Tuck. And Natasha's a very talented actress in her own right. And, of course, as I mentioned, married to Liam Neeson for a long time.
Two kids,
13 and 12. So it's just a tragic, tragic story, but no real explanation. She didn't have a severe blow to her head. It was on the beginner slope. It wasn't like she hit a tree or anything.
Wow.
Just started feeling poorly about an hour after the fall. And now it's just the worst possible scenario. So,
wow.
Bad times. Canada. Thanks a lot. Nothing good ever happens up there, by the way. Congratulations to our buddy Carson Daly. He and his longtime girlfriend Siri Pinter had a baby boy on Sunday night. Little Jackson. Jackson Daly.
Not crazy enough name.
Nope. Pretty normal. Got to do better, Carson. Try again. Zac Efron, by the way, is gay.
Really? Really? Wow.
Moving on.
Shocker.
No. He says that it's not the kids that are the trouble when he goes out in public who are fans of a High School Musical. He says often the kids he meets on the streets are very shy. It's the mothers that are the problem. Apparently, Zac is cougar bait.
Ah.
And he's being besieged upon by a lot of older women who invite him out to dinner and whatnot.
And that's icky to him.
Right.
Because he wants the dads.
Women, first of all.
So what are you going to do?
Women, yuck. You see those new photos of him with the naked girl rolling around in the sand?
No.
He's completely clothed and the smoking hot naked girl is just rolling around with him.
That's a good call.
And then they got pictures of him throwing up afterwards. After the shoot. It's horrible. Madonna, speaking of cougars, is dating a 22-year-old young model named Jesus Luz.
Sweet!
Yeah, and I guess she's pretty happy about that. You know who isn't too happy about it? His ex-girlfriend, Katharina Franca, who's also a model.
Doesn't she have to understand, though? I mean, how are you going to compete?
She's 18 years old.
Wow.
She's an 18-year-old model. That's how you compete.
Well, I'm sure she looks better, but, you know, Madonna's got the fame factor.
Yep.
I would think.
She flies them around the world, I'm sure.
She says it's ridiculous for a 50-year-old woman who looks like Madonna to be dating her 22-year-old ex. She calls Madonna an old bag who is using Jesus to make her ex-husband Guy Ritchie jealous. All those things may be true.
All that could be true, yes.
But you're an 18-year-old model, so don't feel too badly about it. I'm sure you'll land on your feet. Smoking hot broad. Oh, Rodney must be beside himself.
Why?
Belinda Carlisle, lead singer of the Go-Go's, got booted off Dancing with the Stars last night.
That show's still on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger than ever, by the way, Kevin.
Is it really?
Huge ratings this year.
You know who can't talk about it? Lisa May.
Oh, that's right. Lisa, I forgot you can't talk about it.
Paid her. I had to pay her so she wouldn't talk about it.
Apparently, Belinda landed in the bottom two along with Steve Wozniak.
Ooh. That dude is...
not good.
I've seen photos, just fat and ugly and just dorky and...
really rich.
Really rich.
Yeah. But Belinda was bad enough that he beat her out.
Cranky.
Oh, I can't believe she's gone. Yeah, apparently it was the judges' scores and the viewers' votes that eliminated Belinda, so sorry to see you go.
Touch me, I'm going to scream.
But good news for David Alan Grier. He lives to dance another day. I thought for sure he was going to be on his way out.
Now, not to prolong this conversation, because who cares about this show? But Steve-O,
fun to torture Lisa.
Steve-O kicked out.
Look how quiet she is.
This is not funny.
It's awesome. Steve-O kicked out? I mean, did he hurt his back bad enough that he's out now? Or
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the status of his injury.
All right.
American Idol night last night, Kevin. Oh, you missed it. It was Grand Old Opry night.
Oh, all, sweet.
All country music on American Idol.
What? How did you make it through that?
I didn't.
Oh, because you hate country music.
Yeah. I watched a few people that I wanted to see because I'm sort of rooting for them, and then I had to go away. I was hungover and watching country music. It was the worst night of my life.
Did Randy say,
very well, job done, baby.
He sure did.
All right.
Dialidol.com is the website that predicts the contestants, who's going to end up on the bottom. You know, they do so by tracking the phone calls that go through for the voting, and they claim that Megan Joy Corkery, who's just smoking hot, by the way, Alexis Grace, who's also smoking hot,
mm-hmm,
and Allison Arihitha.
She's really good.
She's really good. Or all be at the, we'll all be at the bottom.
Really?
That's what they're claiming.
That's the bottom three, huh?
Wow.
Top three, in case you're interested, Danny Gokey, Anoop Desai, and Lil Rounds, they said, will be in the top three. So we'll have to wait and see tonight on the results show.
It's fascinating to me.
Maybe the judges will save them. Maybe one of the judges will pull the save card.
It's fascinating to me that you continue watching that show, even on a night when it's country music, which you hate.
Dude, you got to
commit. Grand Old Opry country, which is, isn't that like old school?
It's old, yeah.
It was just the greatest hits of country, pretty much, which was hard to find any of.
Yeah.
That's way better than modern country, though, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't you rather see them singing?
But is there a difference?
There's no difference.
No, come on, there is.
No, but there's plenty of modern artists in the Grand Old Opry. Anybody who was in the Grand Old Opry, you could sing from. So they were singing Martina McBride and all that crap.
Okay.
But one dude did like Willie Nelson, you know, some of the older stuff. Gay Duran Duran, black hair guy.
Adam.
He did a East Indian version of, what the hell is the song? It's a famous country song. Ring of Fire. That's it. Ring of Fire, yeah.
An East Indian
with,
version?
Like, sitar music behind
it
and everything.
Yeah,
How was
that?
Ring of Fire. And it was like, what the hell was that? Randy Travis was the special guest. He was, like, tutoring them.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I don't know what this boy's doing, but it's his own thing. I guess he's unique.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian? Dane Cook is 37 years old today. Adam Levine of Maroon 5 is 30. You know, Kevin just loves Maroon 5.
I do. Mm-hmm. Just,
big fan.
That's not. We don't have that.
Long time, them. Yeah.
I just know you wanted us all to give some love to
Maroon 5. I don't
five.
Remember that at all. I don't know anything about that.
Queen Latifah turns 39 years old today. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is 43 years old today. And singer-actress Vanessa Williams celebrates her 46th birthday. Wow, it's true. Black don't crack.
Yeah.
She looks good for 46.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, sweet. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
So there's a family in England, according to this article, reading from the telegraph.co.uk.
Okay.
They are too fat to work, is what they say.
Well, how fat are they?
There's a man, his wife, their daughter who's 19, and their and her sister who is 21.
Okay.
The parents together are about 450 pounds together.
Well, that's not too fat to work.
One of the daughters, 17-year-old, is 233, and the other one is 250.
People work at those weights all the time.
But they say that they get 22,000 pounds a year in benefits, which now I think is like 30 grand or something like that, mm-hmm, in our money.
Mm-hmm.
Equivalent to take-home pay of about 30,000 pounds. They have not worked in 11 years, and they claim their weight is a hereditary condition. And the money they're receiving from the public is not enough to pay the bills and put food on the table.
Are you? Well, yeah.
What?
The way they eat.
What we get barely covers the bills and puts food on the table. It's not our fault we can't work.
God, are
we deserve more.
Are you kidding me?
Too fat to work.
Come on.
So we had Alex, our producer, track down the Chawners in England. And I believe we have, is this Philip?
Yeah, how you doing?
Very good. How are you, sir?
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this article is accurate that you guys are too fat to work?
That's right. It's not our fault we're fat. But we cannot work. We're just too fat. And we can barely afford 7-8 meals a day now.
Right. But I'm looking at pictures of you guys, and you are fat. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You're fat.
No, we are fat.
Right, you're fat.
We are fat, mate.
That's
we are absolutely fat.
I know you're fat. I agree.
Oh, we're fat.
Right, I agree with you.
Fat, 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 fat.
But can't you do a job like, I don't know, like a toll taker or receptionist or something where you can sit on your fat ass?
No.
You can't do that.
No.
Because
first of all, we can't take tolls. We can't fit in a booth.
Okay, well, that's possible.
Other jobs that involve lifting our arms are also right out. Arms are just simply too fat to lift.
Okay.
I tried to get a job watching television, but I found that there was no such job.
Yeah, they don't pay you for that.
No, they don't.
Right.
Well, we have no...
Are you eating right now?
Yes.
Well, can you just take a second and talk to me and then eat?
No way, mate. No way. I cannot stop eating.
Okay.
All right. If I stop eating, there's a chance I may lose some weight and have to get a job.
Now, according to this article, you say that healthy food costs too much.
That's right.
You can't eat healthy food.
We can't afford healthy food.
You don't make enough money.
Nope. So we have to eat crap.
But you could eat less crap, couldn't you?
Don't be stupid, woman. Where's the fun in that?
Is there an outcry about this in England, or Britain's getting upset at you for this? I mean, this is ridiculous that you can't work.
Look at you. Look at you pointing a finger at Britain.
Right.
We need a bailout. That's what we need. You're giving out bailouts left and right.
Right, but that's financial trouble. That's not fat. I mean,
we're financially in trouble.
Well, because you won't work.
Right.
But people here
so
who
give us more money.
People here who are fat work.
Yeah.
Because they don't have the option. They don't have an option.
Right.
Not.
Stupid.
Well,
bad on them, isn't it? Don't be angry at me because I'm smarter than they are.
So
look, it's hereditary. It's not my fault.
Can't both be true?
No.
All right.
I inherited this condition from my couch.
From your couch?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't even know we were related.
Wow, how about that?
But I have no choice.
Now, you haven't worked in, what, 11 years?
It's been about 11 years now.
What did you do then?
What did I do before?
Yeah, what job did you have before you quit to be fat?
Ballet dancer.
Wow. Yeah. Quite a switch.
Yeah. Try to get that now.
You're actually...
There's no floor in England that is supportive enough for me to do a grand plié.
Yeah, that does seem like
I go crashing right through the boards.
That might be a bad mix. You're the least fat of your family, though. Your wife is second fattest.
Oh, she's huge.
Right.
She is huge.
And smelly.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely smelly. Don't get me started.
By the way, those of you listening...
That is not right. Don't listen to him.
What's that? Is this the mom?
Yeah.
Audrey?
I'm Audrey, and I'm not smelly.
Oh, your husband just called you fat and smelly.
I know he did, and I don't appreciate it.
Wow.
I just put a box of baking soda down there last week.
Oh, a whole box?
I'm not smelly no more.
Oh, dear God.
It's like what you do in the refrigerator to get the onion smell out.
Right. Does that work down there?
We'll let you know.
All right. Apparently, Philip says no.
It doesn't work. Trust
doesn't
me.
Doesn't work. Okay.
It does not work.
Okay. All right. Now, how long has it been since you've worked, Audrey? Are you still on the line?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me get it. Audrey, get back in the line.
What?
How long has it been since you've had a job?
Also 11 years.
11
for
years.
Me.
And what did you do before?
I was also a ballet dancer. Coincidentally, that's how we met.
Oh, I see.
You met ballet dancing?
Yes, he lifted me in the air, and it's been love ever since.
Wow. How did he get you up?
Well, I was thinner back then.
Oh, uh-huh. I see. All right.
He tried to lift me now. I take his arms clean off.
Your daughter,
I shatter his ankles.
Your daughter Emma says in the student, I'm sorry, in the article, I'm a student and don't have time to exercise.
That's right. She's very busy with her books.
Well, aren't there
learning
other
things.
Students who manage to exercise?
Not that we're familiar with, no.
All students have that problem. They eat fast food, they're on the run.
Right, and then they get fat.
Right, but then...
So give us money.
Well, why do you deserve money? That's what I don't understand. You're fat. Stop eating.
Right. Look, it's not because we're fat that we deserve the money. It's because we're lazy. That's why we deserve the money.
Oh.
Because we will not work.
I see.
And if we don't work... How are we going to pay our rent and get food?
Right. But so most of us solve that whole problem by going back on the whole work thing.
Yeah.
And just going, yeah, okay, I'll get a job because I have to.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know anyone
it's
else?
All strange, blah, 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 blah to me.
Your age, your friends, no one else works?
We don't have any friends.
Yeah.
Once again,
surprise.
It's the smelly thing.
It's the smelly thing, yeah.
I can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you need
except
another...
for the seagulls that circle around me. Looking for... odd bits of barnacles and whatnot.
Wow, that is ugly.
Yeah, I'm ugly too.
Yes.
Well,
I'm
fat,
smelly, and ugly.
It's true.
Yeah, you're all three, I think.
So just give me some money and shut up.
All right. We have some highlights for a new video that we put up online called Bubble Wrap Beer Mug, where we pretty much just wrap them in bubble wrap and abuse them.
Yeah, what was the origin of that idea?
I don't know. Who came? Did you come up with that, Mike?
I did.
Yeah. I don't. They just came to me and they said, we're wrapping Beer Mug in bubble wrap and we're going to abuse him. And I was like, I'm in.
Here's the thing. We've come to realize that everybody loves watching Beer Mug get abused. Uh-huh. The listeners love it. The problem is that we all like Beer Mug. He's a nice guy. We all care about him, so we don't really want to hurt him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we tried to make everybody happy.
So we wrapped him in bubble wrap. And
it's amazing.
We threw plates and televisions and laptops and food. And Mike did a sideways kick, and Lightning ran into him with a scooter. It was good times. All everybody right. that showed up that day to come into the studio was like, what the hell's going on out here?
And you can see that on KRock.com.
Huh? Yes, you can.
That sounds like the reason the internet was invented.
That's correct. Thank
to
you,
see
Ralph.
A guy with bubble wrap. Have a battery thrown at him.
Time for a few emails. Hey, party people, I just had to let you know about a terrible episode of MTV Cribs featuring your favorite, Criss Angel. I haven't seen this one, but I'm glad for the tip-off. If you've never seen it, just let me say that it will only make you hate him much more than you already do.
That's just not possible.
He's wearing a giant handcuff necklace and a bunch of crap on his ears and hands. Then he goes on to show off his cars with his symbol on them. I can't decide if my favorite part is when he's talking about all his fans with ink on his, quote, face, my logo, something like that, the name Believe, or when he's talking about all the magic he does all day. Douchebag doesn't even begin to describe this loser. You should really get some sound clips from the episode, Temple.
You've been my freaked.
We will definitely look for that because he's so full of himself. That show was made for people like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dear Kevin and Bean, okay, I've been listening to you guys for as long as I can remember, like seventh grade. When the hell did you start coming on in the afternoon? I've been out of commission for a while, but WTF, is this a forever thing, or are you going to be back on in the morning? No, I don't know. Well, do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, she's talking about Cinco de la Tarde.
I don't have any idea what that
means.
Where
we do an hour of our show in the afternoon, between 5 and 6 in the afternoon.
When do we do that?
Every day.
In the afternoon, between 5 and 6.
When did that start?
About 6 months ago.
Dear Kevin DeBean, my name is Lupe. I listen to you guys in the morning when going to school. I'm writing to you guys because I believe you guys are well-informed in traveling. I'm glad you're in here, Ralph, because you're a traveler.
I like to travel.
I have been planning a trip to Europe, which will be my first time there. She's going to go to the UK. She's going to spend some time in France, some time in Italy. She's going to study for a while, but be there an extra couple of weeks, and she wants to know what to go see. There are some great party islands in Greece. You could do a little bit of research on that. I've not been there, but I've been told they are fantastic, and you have to go. But my recommendation would be the Red Light District in Amsterdam. And there's a really classy joint called the Banana Bar.
That's
and it is the best. I mean, you will not believe the stuff you see there. So definitely go to Amsterdam and the Banana Bar.
Okay.
Very, very big recommendation
good
from me, Kevin.
Good travel tips.
And then watch how they play the lotto with the ping pong balls.
Yes.
Make sure to fill out your quick pick.
And then call us back afterwards and thank us for the advice. Psycho Mike is here. He's got some email that he's going to read that came in from our man, Doto.
Sweet.
Yep. Doto emails.
We just talked to Doto last week.
He emails very irregularly. I mean, we never know when he's going to email, but then all of a sudden we'll get a barrage of email, and he writes worse than he talks, if that's possible.
It's unique, his writing style.
So catch us up on what Doe's saying.
Well, the first one came out of nowhere to be, and it says, hey, remember Caesar, my friend? Halves dispute. Should help.
Wow. Is he asking for our help?
So Bean responds back, Doto, what?
Right. Which is our response to every one of his emails.
Bean, I've been depressed much lately for a couple days. Doe. Bean writes back,
messages that come off an island, so it's like Lost, where you get just bits and pieces of a message.
Yeah. Bean writes, Doto, listen to me. We must talk to you tomorrow at 8:05. It is important. So we did.
So, and we talk about this in the studio. Bean tries to make it as to the point as possible so that Doe has to respond to that.
Right.
Well, Doe did respond to that. Bean's only one condition will not talk, my friend. Got things work out good. I've been relationship for 3 months. Was exciting. She's 4 years older than me. Traditional Japanese lady. She's a doctor. Bean, she's in Japan for a month. Hope to return back April. Few months ago, I've been her restaurant and talk, introduced myself. I'm good at that. She and I spent lots of time together. My parents opposed it. She older than me. Okay?
We talked to him last week for, I don't know, 10 minutes about her. Yeah. And I didn't realize she was still in Japan. Did you guys realize that?
No. I couldn't figure out where she was, where she lived, what was going on.
Because we thought she was in the room with him, remember?
Yeah.
I assumed they were having a relationship here in the States.
As soon as we got off the air, Bean emailed Doto. Doe, it was great to talk to you. Did you have fun today? Yes, was great. Had let's do more often. Want to make show business. Hope Jay could me out.
Oh, Jay could me out.
I hope Jay could him out too.
A couple of days go by, and we don't hear from Doto, and then this comes out of nowhere to Bean and I.
Okay.
He CCs me for some reason.
Nice.
Bean, the person who I told you I had problem last week, if it continues, should I harm him?
Oh!
I'm sure you know who I mean. Like hire people gang up on him? Kill Doe.
Jeez. No, what? He did not. No, I no.
We want to save that evidence. One for the authorities.
Wow.
So Bean naturally writes back, Doe, no, no, no. That's no. There's no reason for violence. Doto responds.
He says stuff like that all the time, but we think he's just out of his mind.
He's hallucinating.
We
yeah.
think. We
so,
hope. We think.
So Doe's response to that was, Bean, a few weeks ago I was at Girlfriend Condo. Guess what movie we see? Steven Seagal, Hard to Kill. I'm sure you know my favorite Doe. And that's where we stand.
Well, wow. Certainly he's moved on then from
the
you.
The good thing about when he contemplates murder, the thought doesn't stay in his head very long.
Just a
because,
fleeting yeah, passing
he
moment.
He really can't focus on anything. So I don't think he'll ever think about murdering anyone long enough to actually do it, we hope.
Is the Doto Cribs still up?
Oh,
online?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Kevin Amin at krock.com and then go to the video section and you can watch this.
Why did I just stumble upon a collection of hundreds of pairs of women's panties?
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Congratulations to Taryn Dickinson from Westminster. Just got the Nine Inch Nails Jane's Addiction tickets and qualified nice. For the world tour to see them in Tel Aviv.
Barcelona!
Your chance to win that is coming up as well. Go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean section video. We have a new feature on there, and it really does come for out of our respect for Jackass, for the guys yeah. in Jackass. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a direct ripoff from that. We got bubble wrap, a giant amount of bubble wrap, and we wrapped beer mug in it. Everybody
I've never
needs a,
seen so much bubble wrap.
Everybody needs a beer mug. Because that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we wrapped them in beer mug, beer wrap, bubble wrap. Wow.
Is it St. Patrick's
Day? It's St. Patrick's Day. Don't worry about that. We did bubble wrap beer mug.
It's bubble wrap beer mug. It's bubble wrap beer mug. It's bubble wrap beer mug. What an asshole.
Oh, I don't know if that's called for.
So we wrap them in it, and then we start throwing things down. We threw shoes at them, and then we went to a boomerang, and then we had some old plates, like china, like fine china from the 50s. I don't know where we got it from. This is a stack of stuff
from
out there.
The 50s, huh?
Like little great. Gold. But and then we started throwing like pumpkins at him and the plates. We weren't happy till those broke. And then we started, we shot a hockey puck at him. And then we threw a laptop.
Oh, my God.
And we were throwing food. We were throwing, tomatoes and eggs and stuff like that. And an egg went on a dude's car that was behind it. We had a long argument about this guy. He was sitting in his car facing us.
Uh-huh.
And Mike kept saying, let's go someplace else. We're going to hit that guy's car. We can't, blah, blah, blah. And I would say, no, don't worry about it. We're accurate.
Famous last words of Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. So that
anytime Kevin says, don't worry about it, that's when you should start worrying.
So then I throw the egg, and it misses Beer Mug's head by about an inch. And it somehow it's a magic egg. It bounces off the grass. Would you have ever thought that would happen in a million years?
No.
Bounces off the grass, hits the guy's hood, and then splatters all over his windshield.
Oh, excellent.
Mike, he's sitting in the car.
He's sitting in it.
On the cell phone doing business.
There's no denial.
Right.
So did you go up, Kevin, and knock on the window and apologize?
I did.
And,
well, first we ran.
I'm sorry?
We ran. Mike and I ran for cover. We went
you
and ran.
Ran.
Well, it was... We were
like
laughing
children.
Pretty hard. Yes.
You ran like little children.
Well, he ran faster than I did, if I could be honest.
Yeah, but I didn't throw it.
So eventually Lightning was yelling at me, oh, you guys got it. So I went over and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. We'll clean it off. Don't worry. I didn't know who it was or what he was here for or anything.
Yeah.
I wish it had been our boss or somebody.
I know, me too. He was on the phone. Thank God he was the coolest guy in the world. He said, ah, don't worry. It's a rental. Didn't care at
no
all.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You're
he
the
took
luckiest
out the $9
the
egg insurance.
Yeah, exactly. I asked him if he had insurance because I wasn't going to clean it if he did. What's the point of that?
Right.
You
know?
Car battery. I think we threw a car battery at him.
It sounds painful.
That was a
paint gun, right?
paintball gun. And then there was a ninja kick knocking him over. And then there was Lightning on the scooter. And just full speed right into him. And Lightning went flying one way and Beer Mug went flying the other way. Oh, so good times.
Didn't at some point you realize nothing is getting through 70 feet of bubble wrap? There's really no real point in continuing this?
No, I don't think we were trying to get through. It was just too much fun. It was really a good time.
Did anyone think, hey, let's throw him off the roof? That's what I. That's where my mind would have gone.
Let's get him back in it.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's get him back in it.
No. Okay, we got a transmission
That was the thing.
Transmission.
I wanted to chain it to the tree and then swing it in there. And that's where lightning drew the line.
Well, don't let him draw the line.
I needed help putting it up on the tree, and he refused to, like...
Oh, he's bad.
Glad we had that old transmission lying around.
Where did you get
that fine china from the 50s.
Lightning, are you kidding me? He could grab a transmission. Any car part lightning could have.
Ralph, when I walked out there was just a stack of random stuff. There was like a... what was the...
We had cones, boomerangs,
You hit him with it. It was a trophy of some trophy from a long time ago, second grade soccer something or another. I don't
know. Where did this stuff come from?
Lightning. Lightning, if this is your kid's trophy, I don't want to break it. He's like, I don't know where I got it. Don't worry about it.
Should have thrown one of Lightning's kids at him. What's a kid bounce off?
That would have been good.
We got to do it again, guys. Come on.
Lightning's kid. Yeah. Transmission throw off roof.
Yeah, he's got to go off the roof.
Finale.
That's jackass right
I like
there.
That.
All right. Rabbit Bub Rabbins, toss him off the roof and see how he fares.
KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean, go to videos, and Bubble Wrap Beer, she is.
What she shouldn't do is get a giant tattoo of Freddie Mercury on her.
What?
Where is it?
Well, it's not anywhere yet.
Okay.
But Katie says she was this close to getting a huge picture of the late Freddie Mercury, lead singer for Queen, on her back a few years ago. And she's still considering the idea.
What's the downside of that?
I don't want to see Freddie Mercury staring me in the eye when I have Katy Perry bent over.
That's never going to happen, though.
Those combinations of Freddie Mercury and bent over is a bad combo.
Yeah. Reminds you of your time in prison, doesn't
it? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him, his buck-tooth, mustachioed face staring at me while I'm enjoying a little Perry.
Sure.
So I hear you. She should not do it. That's all I'm saying. So we have to get her on the phone.
All right.
Convince her not to. Let's take a look at the top 10 TV shows in America. The ratings for Nielsen's last week just came out. Number one TV show in America, Kevin, what would you guess?
South Park.
American Idol. Pagow, 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 bow. Wow.
Yeah.
Do they do that every year?
They do a country night every year, yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
It's huge in this country.
How many country stars have come out of American Idol?
Yep.
You got Carrie Underwood, huge star. Kelly Pickler's had a pretty good run with country music. Bucky Covington's done pretty well for himself. There's a lot of country artists come out of American Idol.
Hmm.
I hate it, and it's bad, but it's a necessary evil. But last night, the guy who really chapped my ass was this Adam dude.
I like Adam.
Oh, Lisa.
Generally.
He's such a poser. He's got that Duran Duran haircut, and it's all dyed black. He's got black nail polish, and he stares into the camera like he's trying to make love to it.
He can sing, though.
He's got a good voice, but he's a tool.
Yeah. If you have a good voice, but you're a tool, it makes it worse.
Does it?
He's such a poser. Posturing, preening prima donna.
I have audio. I have the original song and then a clip from
him. So last night he does Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire, which is a classic country song.
Here's the original. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm no country fan, but I do love the music of Johnny Cash. I think he's a genius.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
That is not a good song, first
of all.
It's
a great song. So the posing tool says he can't do that. He can't do Johnny Cash's version.
Right.
So he finds a Eastern Indian sitar, psychedelic, weird 70s, 60s, flashbacky kind of vibe arrangement of Ring of Fire.
Okay.
And Johnny Cash is vomiting in his grave, as he did this last night.
I didn't know you could vomit in your grave.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames got higher. And it burns, the ring of fire.
Job done, baby.
Okay, we get it. You're just too cool for school. We know you're...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a word for that.
What did the judges say?
It's over-singing. Stop that.
Yeah, Simon said, what the hell was that? I thought that was just self-indulgent rubbish.
Yeah. He clearly has an amazing voice. Why is he such
a
tool?
He does have a great voice, but he is a big tool.
Wow.
But Randy Jack's like, dog, it was great. It was like Nine Inch Nails, dog. Very well, job done, baby.
No, it really wasn't.
Is he talking about Nine Inch Nails hurt? Is that What does he mean by that?
He's saying if it was a modern, relevant rock version of a Johnny Cash song, that's what it would, sound
like. That does not sound anything like Nine Inch Nails,
no,
by the way.
Sounds like Geddy Lee from Rush on acid singing Ring of Fire. So that was last night's spectacular American Idol. Tonight is the result show, of course. If you believe dialidol.com, which is the website that tracks the phone voting for the contestants. If you believe them, they're predicting the three contestants that will be on the bottom tonight will be Megan Joy Corkery, who is smoking hot, by the way.
Okay.
She's a really beautiful girl, but she's totally sleeved on one arm.
She is.
Yeah. That's fine.
She's kind of quirky.
Quirky and kind of cute, but I find it distracting. She's so pretty that the sleeve just looks weird to me. Some girls can pull it off if they have sort of an edgy vibe, but she's so clean cut and just beautiful, and then you see the sleeve. It's just an odd
thing. I think tattooed chicks are cooler.
Really?
In general.
Well, she not always she true. She had giant cans on display last night, by the way. That was pretty cool.
Giant size cans.
Alexis Grace, who's just adorable, tiny little girl, looks like sort of a cross between Paramore lead singer Haley and Dolly Parton.
Whoa!
A really pretty, blonde, little petite little girl. Very cute. And Allison Arata.
I could see why Allison would be at the bottom, because with her voice, I don't know how she could ever sing anything country.
She sang something good last night. I have no idea what it is right now, but she did a pretty good job.
Really?
Not interested!
Top three, they claim, will be Danny Gokey, Anoop Desai, and Lil Round. So we'll have to wait and see tonight how it all shakes out. Last night, speaking of reality television, Belinda Carlisle, the Go-Go's, was booted off Dancing with the Stars. Hard to believe.
Mm.
Did you, on Extra yesterday, it's so funny how much Denise Richards is a bitch.
Yeah.
There's a girl who on this show, and it's really not Dancing with the Stars anymore, it's Dancing with the Best We Can Get. That's really what they should call it.
Yes.
Because they've got the girl who got broken up with on The Bachelor.
She's one of the celebrities?
She's one of the celebrities who's now dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Anyway, she's a former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Okay.
So she's pretty good at picking up choreography, as you can imagine. Well, Denise Richards goes on one of those tabloid shows, I believe it was Extra or Access Hollywood, bitching and moaning about the fact that she's got dance experience. She's like, what is this show? It's supposed to be about people learning how to dance and being the best they can, or people who already know how to dance just coming in here and making everyone else look bad?
Both.
To which America's answered, shut up!
Wow.
Denise Richards, everyone hates you. Anyway, Belinda Carlisle got booted last night, if you care.
Yeah.
Lisa, what do you think about Dance with Stars? You
can't talk about it.
Oh, that's right.
Paid her to not talk about it.
Kevin bribed her not to talk
about
it.
That's correct.
Pretty spectacular.
Worth every penny.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Vanessa Williams, singer and actress. I guess Ugly Betty, right? Is the show she's on currently? She's 46 years old today. I remember distinctly one of my buddies getting a hold of the Penthouse magazine when she was the Miss America, Vanessa Williams.
Oh, right.
And they had those lesbian pictures that she shot when she was a young girl. Oh, man, that was good times.
Those were pretty good.
To see a Miss America all naughty and strong. She could have used a bit of a trim. Other than that, I remember those pictures distinctly. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is 43 years old today. Queen Latifah turns 39. Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Adam Levine, I said, from Maroon 5.
Didn't have time, Ralph. I'd like to get right to that.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
All right, Kevin, let's give some love to them. He is 30 years old, and comedian Dane Cook is 37 years old.
Yeah, funny comedian.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let's talk about Forbes. They have come out with their yearly report of the richest people in the world.
Forbes magazine. For those you don't know, is a big financial magazine, and periodically they will put a list of the richest people in the world out, and they've done it again.
They are upsetting some people, though, because they have listed a drug dealer in Mexico who has newfound wealth, $1 billion.
Wow.
And there's a lot of trouble going on in Mexico right now with the drug cartels.
The bodies of 9 decapitated men were found in a vacant, empty lot in this poor Tijuana neighborhood, just miles from San Diego. California State Police say the heads were discovered in plastic bags near the bodies. 3 of the men have been identified as police officers. Their ID cards were found in their mouths. Officials say drug turf battles are at the center of much of the violence here, claiming at least 37 lives over 3 days, 4 of them children.
They should put a list out of the worst jobs in the world, Forbes magazine, and I think Mexican cop would be one of them.
Tijuana cop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems terrible.
And it's brutal what's going on there. And I guess some of the upset is because they're making this sound like a good job. Hey, drug lords, they get rich.
Right. And
well, nothing wrong with that.
Fortune is saying we're just listing the people who are the rich. We're just listing the people who are the richest.
Yes, it's not our fault. It's just a fact. He's got $1 billion and we're listing people who have over $1 billion.
Yeah. This guy's name is Joaquin El Chapo, which I think means the chop.
No, I mean shorty.
Shorty.
I think, yeah.
Guzman Loera. And he escaped from Mexican prison in 2001.
Interesting.
He got out. They never caught him. Now he's a drug lord, and he's on this list of the richest people in the world.
Heads the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, which apparently is one of the biggest suppliers of cocaine to the United States in the world.
So we had our producer, Alex, get him on the phone.
What? The cops can't find him, but we can get him on the phone?
So that we can congratulate him for making the list. Hello, Chapo.
El Chapo.
Buenos dias.
Bueno.
Buenos dias.
What's going on there right now behind you?
Don't worry.
Don't worry?
Oh, well, that doesn't sound good.
Playing Xbox.
That doesn't sound like an Xbox. Sounds like a woman in pain.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, El Chapo.
What Xbox game are you playing? L?
I'm playing the new game, Chop People's Heads Off and Feed Them to Your Chickens.
Oh, I don't think that's a, that's not a video game.
Kaite.
All right.
Okay. Enough.
So 701 on the list with $1 billion.
I plan on ascending that list by next year.
You want to go higher?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Say what you want about me. I'm ambitious.
Yeah. You are ambitious. That's true.
I started selling chicle by the border.
Right.
Then I moved up to selling marijuana to my friends. And now I sell J.O. I sell the J.O. to everyone who wants it.
Cocaine, yeah. What's the next move upward for you then?
I don't know. I'm rethinking that.
You're rethinking that?
Yes.
Okay.
Possibly mortgage.
Mortgages? That's
people
a good
seem
idea.
To do well with that.
You're going to go legit?
Yes.
I was thinking maybe Snuggies. You want to move into the Snuggie market.
Good idea.
That's a big market.
Or perhaps Slap Chops, since my name is El Chapo.
That's
true.
There
you go.
El Chapo. Oh, that would be perfect
now,
for you.
Slap Chapos.
The Mexican government is still looking for you, right? Since
Correct.
You escaped from prison?
Si.
Okay. And you're cutting people's heads off now.
And they have found me many times.
They have?
Yes.
And then what happens?
I chop their heads off and I feed them to my chickens.
Oh. I see.
Wow, your chickens must be very healthy.
They are very plump.
Very fat.
They're fat.
These are not thin chickens.
Right, I know.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're getting they're chubby
if you
chickens.
You prefer muscular thin chickens?
Right.
These aren't
don't
for
come
you.
Here.
These
right.
aren't for you.
These are robust. These
now, are
chubby.
All the people whose heads you cut off, are they competitors? Some of them were police. Are they all police?
No. Some of them were Giants fans.
Mm-hmm. Giants fans.
Yeah, I said, go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Like really?
I said, off with your head.
Okay.
A lot of them were just women I don't like.
Well, that doesn't seem good.
Oh, come on.
That seems extreme.
You ever want to do that every couple times a week?
No, not really cut anyone's head off.
You could just like stop seeing them.
Really
you?
Never.
Yeah. I mean, if a girl turns you down, there's a reason to cut her head off.
It's so much more fun.
Hmm.
You say, Jaime, chop her head off.
Oh.
Shing.
How many of the army have you cut their heads off? How many have been from the army?
I'm going to say the majority.
Yeah.
Wow.
The majority of the Mexican army is headless, thanks to me.
Headless army.
I am very, very rich. I don't think you understand.
You have $1 billion, right.
Now, Chapo, what do you think is the reason for your great success in the drug world?
I would say it is my taste, my very classy and expensive taste, my style, and like I said before, my ambition.
Your ambition.
Yes. I have purchased many, many, many extravagant things to show off my opulent lifestyle.
Okay, like what?
A Nissan Sentra.
Wow, you got yourself a Sentra, huh?
Wow.
It's an amazing car. I take me and my 15 children all in the Nissan Sentra.
Wow.
And we go buy mango juice.
Wow. That is impressive.
I put cable TV.
You have cable TV in Tijuana?
In the room that I have in the back of the garage of my parents' house.
You still live with your parents?
Yes.
You have $1 billion. Why do you still live with your parents?
You can give a Mexican $1 billion. He is still a Mexican.
Okay.
I have one of those inflatable pools.
Inflatable pool?
I lie out in the backyard.
Wow.
With my inflatable pool, and I listen to Mana.
Right.
What a fantastic life I have. I have a Tim Brown Raiders jersey.
Tim Brown?
Yeah.
Old school.
I know, but it says Brown on the back.
Well,
it's
I got
amazing.
You.
Sure, that makes
Brown.
Sense.
Brown, yeah. That makes sense.
I have many, many things. I have a gigantic belt buckle with a picture of my mother in it.
A belt buckle with a picture of your mom.
I've seen one of those before.
Mama.
Yeah.
Hi, Mama. And I have very fat chickens.
You do have fat chickens, yeah. You're feeding him a lot of heads.
Now, Chapo, it's obvious that you're a good businessman. Have you ever thought about getting out of the illegal trade of drugs and getting into a more legitimate field of business?
Mr. Garvin, I have thought about that many times.
It scares me that you know who I am,
first
of all.
Wow, he knows you by your last name. Yeah.
I know many things. I've thought about it. But I realized in a more legitimate business world, I probably could not chop people's heads off.
That's probably true.
That's probably
so
true.
I'm going to stick with cocaine.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess congratulations are in order.
You're right. I am a man who sells cocaine.
Right,
and
you are.
It turns out many, many people want cocaine.
That's correct, yes.
And I'm doing very well for myself.
Yes, you are.
How are your chickens doing?
It's not thin chickens.
No, they're not thin.
We've been talking about this story for a little while. This is from Rosario Dawson. She told the New York Times this. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. My mom licked me. That was her punishment. That's the most bizarre sounding thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
If I was a little uppity or didn't listen or she wanted to get my attention, she'd lick the side of my face or under my armpit. My mom's a 6-foot-tall Amazon, and she'd say, you came out of me and I own every part of you. And she'd lick me like I was her wee pup and she was a lioness. It was humiliating and really intense, very primal.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's not spanking, but it definitely works.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to give your kid pain, I guess just humiliating them will do the trick.
Well, I got grounded all the time.
You know, How'd that go, Kevin?
Well, I think you're still a
5-year-old.
I got grounded when I set up a ramp and rode our bikes into the swimming pool. I got grounded when I set the field on fire. I just kept getting grounded. Maybe licking would have been better, but
it might have worked.
I don't think any parent would think of that, though.
I think parents get desperate.
I do, too, but how far down the list would it be for you to lick your kid?
I don't know, but if someone hears this story today and thinks it works, they might try it.
Oh, I hope not. This is just a bizarre story, but we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. How did your mom and dad discipline you, Lisa? Like they ever had to, but...
I think I got put to bed without dinner a couple of times, and definitely timeouts, and
sure.
My dad had the paddle.
Oh,
we also have the paddle.
Man. Nice, yeah. Ralph.
And they would take away your vibrator privileges, too, right?
I didn't want to mention that, but yes, that was
up through grade school, yeah, but then that didn't work.
It was always physical violence. That was the threat.
Violence.
The threat. I never actually got hit all that much. It was just the threat of physical violence. My dad would take off his belt, and if you've ever seen someone loop a belt where the one half goes up and the other one half goes down, and then you pull it tight,
you snap it
slack, and you pull it down, and you just... You know that sound? We would hear that, and everyone would go scattering for the four corners of the earth when we heard that.
But here's what's weird. When you're growing up, you think, my mom and dad obviously know what they're doing, and if my life is this way, everyone else's life must be this way as well.
Rosario thought everyone was being licked.
That's just the strangest thing I've ever heard.
If my parents ever licked me, whatever I did to make them lick me, I would never do it again.
I know, right?
Well, I guess.
So
I guess it's an effective way to discipline.
But who would have ever thought of that, unless you're a cat or a lion? I mean... You don't lick. I mean, I don't even understand that.
Although if I had Rosario Dawson around, I might lick her just to...
Right, but you're not her mom.
Keep her in check.
Right, that's a very different kind of... let's start with, I think it's Sivan from West Hills.
Yeah, it's Sivan.
Sivan.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, they named you Sivan. That was your punishment, right?
Oh my God, you're so mean.
I'm just kidding.
Well, let's
be
honest.
A lovely name.
All right, what did your parents do?
Okay, well, I have two older brothers, and they would learn all the bad words at school. They're 6 years older than me.
Right.
Uh-huh. So whenever I would say a bad word or, like, say something really mean out of place, my mom would wash my mouth out with soap.
I heard about
people actually do that, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. And I didn't think it was bizarre until, I don't know, when I was, like, 10 or 11. I was like, wow, okay.
And then you start talking to your friends, and none of their moms wash their mouths out with soap?
No, but it was only while I was, like, really younger, like, from 4 to 8, I guess. But...
Was it so awful that it worked? Because I've never had that happen to me either.
No, because I curse a lot, so...
Yeah, well...
All right, then.
I always thought that was a
turn of
cliche.
Phrase.
Yeah. Right. They wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah, I didn't know that
actually
happened either. All right.
Ew. Always makes me think of Christmas Story. Remember that with little Ralphie when his mom sticks the bar of soap in his mouth because he's cursed?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sivan.
No problem.
All right, bye now.
Sivan.
That was so
great name.
Sivan.
That is a great name. Let's go to Andrew in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning. How's it going, Kevin?
Very well, thank you.
Hi, Andrew.
Lisa May. How's it going?
Good.
Rosario Dawson's mom licked her to keep her in line.
Awesome.
What'd your folks
right?
My mom
My mom, my brother and I, my older brother and I were little kids. We used to mess around, fight all the time, get in a lot of trouble. And she would find anything around her at the time and throw it at us.
Really? Wow. Just whatever happened to be there?
That's a woman losing her mind right there.
It was never, like, abusive. It was always, like, you know, like she'd throw it near us if it was something hard. But I've been hit with a couple teddy bears.
Your mom threw teddy bears at you.
Lots of pillows.
Wow. So she didn't really want to hit you, but she was frustrated to the point she had to throw something.
Yeah, it was like Lisa May said, she just got desperate.
Right. Yeah.
It's the weakest punishment ever.
It's not a very good punishment.
Ow, you threw a pillow at me, Mom. Ouch. Wow, I really learned my lesson. Ow.
Did you fake it like it hurt? Oh, Mom.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
sure.
All right.
Yeah, you got to give her that satisfaction.
Do you behave now?
Of
course
not.
All right.
Nobody does have a bizarre fear of pillows.
He knows. He's very afraid. All right. We need to take a break, but just before we go, hey, Tony?
Yes.
Can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
Okay. This involves candle wax.
Oh, my God.
All kinds of weirdness.
This one's hunked up.
So you hold on. We'll take a quick break and come back with phone calls 1-800-520-10.
We're not suggesting that for any discipline for your children.
No, we are.
Rape me.
No,
gosh.
Lisa, no.
We're talking about Rosario Dawson and the strange custom of her mom licking her to keep her in line. Just as a bizarre notion that your mom would lick you to keep you in line. Her face, her underarm. She said it worked.
Yeah, I can imagine that it would.
I guess it would.
I wonder if she had a particularly long tongue. A whip-like tongue that she just lash her with.
You got to use what you have, right?
That's right.
Tony in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Thanks for me.
Thanks for hanging on.
Tackle Mike.
What happened, dude? You would do what, and then your parents would do what?
Growing up, I used to wet the bed, and actually they first started with beating me with a belt buckle end of the belt.
Oh, my, because you did it on purpose, right?
Of course.
You should have stopped peeing the bed.
Well, I tried.
Okay.
And that didn't work. They used to hold me down and burn a candle wax into my belly button, hoping
what?
That would stop.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Why would they think that would... I don't even get that.
I think somebody told them that would work.
Wow.
I want to call child services now.
I do, too. How old are you? You old enough now?
I'm old enough, yeah.
Okay. All right.
You should go back and kick their asses.
To this day, they deny it. I said, well, it's all burned into my memory. So.
They deny it.
And your belly, apparently.
Wow. We need to get them on Bully Beatdown, this show that we're going
to
talk about just after 8 o'clock.
Burnett. Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call.
I hope this doesn't go south, this whole segment with
well, that's not as funny.
Tales of child abuse.
I got news for
belt buckles and candle wax.
Let's try to head in a funnier angle.
Let's keep it lighthearted.
We don't really want to go the abuse angle, if you don't mind. Luna in Los Angeles.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
What would your parents do to keep you in line?
Well, my mom, my sister and I were like 3 years apart, so we drove her nuts, and my mom would carry around for a couple of years a wooden spoon, and she broke it so often that she decided she would switch to the Tupperware spoons. The really bright ones.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
She actually carried it around with her.
She carried around in her purse, and she started breaking them so often that she just decided to switch to the Tupperware ones. The really bright orange ones, because... You know, during the 70s, they had all that bright orange Tupperware stuff.
Sure. And where would they do this in public? At the mall or something?
Oh, yeah. We used to go hide in the clothing racks, and we would just drive her absolutely nuts.
She'd smack you with a serving spoon.
Basically.
Wow.
She was breaking a wooden spoon over you, by the way?
She used to actually, I'd catch her kind of snickering at us at the same time.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Did it work? Do you behave now?
I have a 16-year-old, and I never spanked my kids.
Yeah.
I think putting the fear of God into them was better.
You just pull out the plastic spoon. All right.
Well,
thank you, Luna.
Some parents are bad.
Yeah, they don't know what
to
do.
Beat your kids with spoons and belts. What the hell's wrong with you people?
All right, let's go to Kiki in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning. Hey, what's up?
Parents that do strange things to keep you in line.
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my mom, like, I never really did my work. And she would take a magazine and roll it up. And my mom was really strong because she would work out all the time. And she would chuck it at my face.
She would throw a rolled up magazine at you?
Yeah. She would freaking throw it and it hurt.
But like did she hit you or did she not hit you? She just threw it.
No, she hit me with it.
Well, she would nail her with a magazine.
Yeah. And she was really strong and she'd roll it up. And you don't think a magazine would hurt, but it really did.
Well, I would imagine if she rolled it up tight enough. But then
You can really use those as a weapon.
Big magazines like Vanity Fair or something.
Right. But then
crush your skull.
Once you do something wrong, aren't you bobbing and weaving trying to get out of the way?
Well, like she's just really fast. fast. I was like down working, and my mom is just like, I don't know, back to her, and she'll just take it, roll it up, and just, I don't know.
That seems bad.
Okay. And then it all stopped one day when she hit me in the eye, and my eye got really big and red, and I couldn't see for like 10 seconds.
Oh. It's all fun and games until somebody gets poked in the eye.
Right.
This was in like sixth grade, and I went to school, and all the teachers were like wondering what happened to me, and I told them I fell and hit my eye on a doorknob.
Tell them your mom was a roided out lunatic.
Yeah.
All right.
This
thank you, Kiki.
Is depressing me. This
yeah,
this
it is. This is not the funny. All right. Let me just
where's
let's go
the
to
the hilarious
one. Let's go to the Oscar in Long Beach.
All right.
Oscar?
Yeah, here.
What would your mom do to you?
She would throw me in the shower with cold water.
She would just
automatically calm me down.
Yeah, I bet that would. That'd snap you out of it, wouldn't it?
She just kept it as cold as possible, and then she would just throw you in. That did it.
Well, I mean, Columbia, I mean, I live in the Michigan, the capital. The thing is that it's 2,600 meters above sea level, so the water is freezing cold. She would just throw me in there until I would come down, and she would get me out.
And then you were shivering, and then that wasn't as funny as I'd hoped. Okay, thank you, Oscar.
Then pneumonia would set in, and it was good times.
And you'd go to the hospital.
I'd cure you better than a good case of pneumonia straight
all
right out.
Let's go to Eric in Fullerton, because I don't even understand this one. Eric?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi.
What did your parents do to keep you in line?
Well, when my brother and I would fight, that she'd make us lick salt off each other's shoulder.
What?
Wait a minute. I understand this.
She would put salt on your brother's shoulder, and then you...
Kind of like setting up for a body shot or something like that. She put salt on each of our shoulder, and we'd have to lick it off.
Would that bring you back together again, make you closer as brothers?
Well, we're pretty close now, but we really wouldn't fight as much as we did after we had to do that.
Because you didn't want to lick your brother's shoulder.
I can imagine, yeah. Huh.
Wow, that's really weird.
Apparently something involving licking is very effective.
Did your brother grow up to be Jay-Z?
No. That? No. He's
brush the shoulder small. Off? Brush the whatever song that is? What's the song?
Brush your shoulder off. Right? Well done, Kevin.
All right, so lick salt off brother's shoulder. That's odd.
I guess it could have been worse places to put salt on him to make you lick it off. Yeah.
Six smart calls on the parents. Abuse.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's not.
We don't really need any more of that.
That was less funny than we had hoped. I got to be honest. That was not our intent. Parents are bad sometimes.
My mom would set me on fire when I was bad, and I learned from it. Of course, now I'm scarred.
We were hoping more for funny ways.
No hair growing on my body anywhere.
Not so much the candle melting in the belly button.
Sometimes they'd dip me in acid when I'd act up.
That was a little disturbing.
Yeah. All right. Turns out parents are bad.
Kevin Abid Show, new show coming on MTV called Bully Beatdown, and we've got the host and the creator. The host, of course, is Jason Mayhem Miller, and the creator is Mark Burnett. Talking to them just after the top of the hour. Right now it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I met Mayhem in the hallway just recently, and he is a remarkably soft-spoken, charming, easygoing fella. You wouldn't think, you know, a guy who could murder you would be so nice.
As most of the MMA guys are.
Yeah. Looking forward to talking to him about the show. Sounds good. Let's take a look at some celebrity news, shall we? Katy Perry may look like a sweet, nice girl next door, but apparently she has a serious affinity for dead rock stars. She told the London Sun tabloid that she almost had a huge picture of the late Freddie Mercury tattooed on her back a few years ago. And she still toys with the idea of getting it done.
She loves
Freddie Mercury, for those of you know who sang lead for Queen for many years.
Right.
She's so impressed by Freddie, she wants a giant picture of him tattooed on her back.
Wow. Can you just put up a poster on your wall?
How about that?
Yeah.
Carry a photo in your wallet.
Yeah.
Instead of...
You do all of the
disfiguring
above.
Your back with Freddie.
That would not be pretty.
Good band name, though.
No, it wouldn't. Disfiguring your back with Freddie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad news coming out of New York City. Man, this is horrible. Natasha Richardson, a very talented British actress who happens to be married to Liam Neeson, was hospitalized in Montreal yesterday after falling on a beginner's ski slope. Apparently, the family was up there skiing at the Mont Tremblant ski resort in Montreal, and it was Liam and his wife Natasha, their two kids. She fell, but afterwards was conscious and was joking about the fall. An hour later, she complained of a headache, was taken to the hospital, and now they claim that she's already brain dead.
What the hell happened?
I have no idea.
It's one of those things that comes so out of the blue. It's
just
shocking.
Some sort of freak sequence of events?
They say she wasn't wearing a helmet, but it doesn't sound like she hit her head that badly initially that would cause any concern.
She wasn't on a black diamond. She was on a
beginner slope.
Beginner slope.
Just a bunny slope.
Yeah. But just a tragedy. I just can't imagine going through this. So We'll find out more, but the New York Post says that they are gathering a family farewell situation where they're bringing in her mom and her sister to say goodbye.
Wow.
That is
heartbreaking.
So tragic.
It's brutal. Some more uplifting news. Congratulations to our buddy Carson Daly. He and his longtime girlfriend Siri apparently have a baby boy that was born on Sunday night named Jackson. So, welcome to the world, Jackson Daly.
That's
and
a nice
Carson
name.
Carson Daly.
Named him after Michael.
Should call him IP. IP Daly.
Randy.
Did you catch Letterman last night?
Did not know.
Let me tell you something about Julia Roberts. Just a huge movie star.
Yeah.
She's just a movie star.
That is true.
She's been out of the public eye for a while. She's been raising her kids and hasn't been doing a lot of work. But she's got this new movie, Duplicity, coming out this weekend with Clive Owen.
Which
I think
looks
awesome. Terrific.
It does look good.
Can't wait to see this movie. My wife and I finally agree on a movie we want to go see. We're very excited.
Yes.
She was on Letterman last night. You know, Letterman just has the biggest crush on her.
Yeah, he's always. Yeah.
And so anyway, he was asking her last night, you've been in the movie business for a long time. Have you ever worked with a co-star who was just an a-hole? Someone who was just a total jerk on the set? And without identifying who this person was, she does talk about a male co-star she had.
Interesting.
Who just would go off and rant and rave on the set. Just a lunatic. Here is Julia recounting his behavior to Dave last night.
Shut the up. What the is wrong with you people? Right. And then we're shooting and an acorn falls from a tree. And he goes, what the was that? Did you guys not hear me? Then he really goes nutso. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm not staying around for this. He gets in his car. He tells his driver, run him down. Run him down.
George Clooney? I think so.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Talk about Clooney.
She can tell a story.
Yeah, funny lady.
Oh, that's awesome.
Still sexy and funny.
Yeah.
I just love her.
Did she shake her head yes to Is it Clooney?
No.
Was it Clooney?
Now we got to figure out who it is. We have to go through.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
Yeah.
What the are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Did she ever work with Christian Slater?
Bale?
Or Bale, either?
I don't think so.
Or any Christian?
I don't think so.
Anyone who follows the teachings of Jesus Christ?
I don't know if that's the case or not.
It is an interesting project. Tom Hanks' son, Colin, who's an actor in his own right. He's got that new movie, Buck Howard, coming out. He apparently is doing a documentary about the rise and fall of Tower Records.
Rise and fall of Tower Records?
Basically, the
interesting.
You know, the decline of the record store. How people can't buy music in retail outlets any longer.
And check that out.
Yeah, some people enjoy it more than others. He says he still does all his shopping in record stores because he enjoys listening to vinyl. So he still is collecting vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A lot of people do.
And he's talking about how sad he is that Tower Records is now going out of business. And so he's doing a documentary about the history of the music store.
They went quick.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah.
And Virgin's going too. Virgin record stores are going away. Last thing we got here in L.A. is Amoeba.
That's it.
Want to get vinyl and that kind of stuff. So sounds like an interesting project. I look forward to seeing that. Before I get to celebrity birthdays, real quickly, I've got an email from Dave in Simi Valley. He's got a little warning for the ladies. I thought it was important to get this information out. Dear Ralph, the story is very difficult for me to share, but I feel if I can help just one person, then it will all be worthwhile. For years, my Aunt Barbara suffered from chronic yeast infections.
Oh, no.
It got so bad that she had to see a gynecologist to help her determine the cause of this disgusting condition. After examining her and asking her a few questions, the doctor came to the conclusion that Aunt Barb's problem was caused by her use of unsanitary feminine hygiene products.
Oh, this gets worse.
What?
So please let this be a warning to all your female listeners. Please, whatever you do, make sure your douche spigot is sterilized.
I've got douche spigot sterilized. Won't you pack your bags for me tonight? Make sure your douche spigot is sterilized.
Very well, job done, baby.
Well done, Dave and Senior Valley.
I hate to see it go out on such a negative one.
Not going anywhere. Got a stack of them in the office. People were writing yesterday, where are the two ticket to paradise?
Were the business phones ringing off the hook?
I'll show you the emails. People want their Eddie money.
Sure do hate to see it end on that
one. I'm just trying to torture us,
I am just
Ralph.
Here to serve.
That's not a good finale. That's what
I'm saying. It's not a finale at all. That's what I'm saying.
Wrong one to end on.
Not ending. Just want to let you know. Not
a shame.
Nope. Going
away.
Continuing. Today's celebrity birthdays, Adam Levine, Adam from Maroon 5, lead singer for that band.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
All right. right, Kevin. We'll give him some love. He is 30 years old today. Comedian Dane Cook turns 37. Queen Latifah turns 39. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is 43. And Vanessa Williams, singer, actress, unkept crotchal region. At least it was at one time. Just saying.
That's not what you want to be known for.
She had a fro.
No, I hear Rick Fox cleaned her up.
Yeah, did he? Yeah.
Good man.
She is 46 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to the studio, Jason Mayhem Miller.
Yeah.
How are you, Jason?
I'm here.
Jason just said if he has any more coffee, he's going to bite someone's face.
I will bite someone's face straight away, man. I'm telling you. They're like, oh, would you like some coffee? And no, I don't want any coffee. Why? You want me to headbutt you?
Beer mug in here.
Just trying not to.
Wrap him up in some bubble wrap.
Mark Burnett is in here as well. He is the creator of the show Bully Beatdown, which comes on Sunday night. Is it this Sunday night? Yes.
Sunday. Night at 9:30, man. I'm pumped. I am pumped. Can you tell? It's not just the coffee talking.
I can tell. I'm not sure if it's the coffee talking or not, but tell us about Bully Beatdown. How'd you come up with this, Mark? Mark, by the way, Survivor and...
He's done a few shows.
A couple.
Yeah, he's had a couple shows on television.
Yes, some guys in Texas brought me an idea that said there's so many bullies out there, and everybody's
especially in Texas.
Everybody's met bullies.
Yeah, of course.
And how about a show where we challenge the bullies to go in the ring and survive two three-minute rounds? For $10,000. If they survive the two rounds, they get the $10,000. I said, no bully's going to agree to go in the ring with a professional MMA fighter.
Because they always tell you if you meet a bully and you actually confront him, they back down
they
automatically,
tend to be cowards,
right?
Isn't that what they always say? The amazing thing is all the bullies said yes, and all the bullies believe they are going to beat the MMA fighter.
No kidding.
Wow. A lot of stupid bullies out there.
Wow. Well, Jason, you host this. Do you do any fighting or you just host?
No. As of now, I'm just hosting. But, there's been a few guys that I'm like, I really would like to beat his face in.
They get in your face.
Yeah, they get in my face, yeah. But, you know, here's the thing is that I offer them the opportunity with the $10,000 to step in a cage legitimately against one of my fighters. So that way, you know, they have to get the money, they got to do it legit. If we want to do it in the street, I'm just going to beat you up and that's it.
and they're not going to make anything out of it. But, now, I noticed that they wear the headgear. The bullies have the giant, thick, biggest headgear available.
Yeah, in beta testing, we had no headgear and it didn't work out too good.
That made it a little rougher than usual?
Yeah. Our legal department was like, put a headgear on that guy.
Yeah, insurance rates are a little high, right?
Exactly.
Now, how do people nominate the bullies? Is it just somebody that gets picked on that contacts the show or something?
It's the victims.
The victims.
The show, the setup is we do meet the victims. And Mayhem hangs out with the victims and hears their story, which makes him really mad that he really wants to beat these bullies up.
Right.
And then we go and confront, or Mayhem goes and confronts the bullies and offers them the $10,000 in cash right in front of their face. And typically, this call out is done in front of the bully's friends.
Perfect.
And of course, the bully's friends egg them on.
Sure.
Yeah. And I must say,
and they kind of have to do it because of their pride or whatever. And they can't back down.
To be honest, these bullies are pretty tough. I mean, I have to say that
they are.
Yeah, they are. They none of them are weak. It's not someone you or me would want to fight. That's for sure. But they're fighting a professional fighter.
They're always bigger than the victims. I mean, they're always
not really. There's one. We had one bully who was kind of smaller than his victims, but he was just like a vicious little pit bull. But and then our guy was way more vicious pit bull. So, you know, it was just one of those things where bullies will, you know, their egos will not let them back down.
Of course.
So, like, you know, so it's very easy to get them into the ring. I should say that, you know, if we're going to have some more shows, that bullycasting@yahoo.com, if you got someone who's bullying you, just write an email to bullycasting@yahoo.com and we'll get somebody on that for sure.
How many guys do you think would take the fight without the $10,000 just because they're cocky or whatever you're calling out in front of their friends?
I think a bunch of them might because it's being on television.
Yeah.
And they just are true bullies, tough guys who've always slapped everybody around. And some of them slap girls around, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's very despicable in some levels. And some of them are just bigger, tougher, meaner, and go pushing people around. Listen, everybody has met bullies in high school, college, at work. They're everywhere.
I think you can tell from looking at me, I was the bully.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think you can tell that.
Look how huge and intimidating you are. These are probably also the guys who are watching MMA saying, oh, I could do that. I could take these guys on. I could last in the ring.
Jason, do you find that a lot?
What's that?
Just guys with the cocky that go, I could do that. That doesn't look hard.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, everyone thinks, actually, honestly, when I was 16 years old, like, I thought I could do that because I had, you know, had fought some before.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize real quick that there's a big difference between a trained athlete who is doing that kind of thing and who's doing mixed martial arts and just a guy who can beat up the guy smaller than him.
Right.
You know? So
did you get your ass kicked at some point? Is that how you learned?
Yeah, that's how, no, that's how I got into mixed martial arts, man. I had a buddy who showed me mixed martial arts and I was like, oh man, it's on. Like I could do this. I could beat up any of these karate guys. Like, I don't care if he knows any of these moves. Like, I don't care about moves. I could slam this guy in his head. Okay. So my buddy's like, little short fat guy named Pierre, I swear. And he's like, Do you want to spar me? And I'm like, spar you? I'm going to crush you. And he's like, all right. And we go in the backyard with hockey chest protectors on and little tiny gloves, right? And my dad's watching from the kitchen window.
Now, had this guy been training?
Okay, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So I get back there and I kind of move around. This guy's been doing taekwondo since he was four, you know, and he's been going to Brazilian jiu-jitsu seminars, okay? And, man, he throws a spin kick and kicks me in the stomach. I'm like, oh! I'm like, oh, what the hell was that? And then I'm like, oh! And I'm thinking, okay, and I go to panic mode, and I give him the Miller 1-2 that me and my dad always showed me, the 1-2, and then I grab the guy and throw him on the ground. That was my move, you know, when I was 16.
Right.
And I threw him on the ground, and I start kind of like headlocking him and punching him, you know, old schoolyard style.
Right.
Man, he wiggles around and whatever, and all of a sudden, I'm like, he's got me in some move, and I just wake up looking at the trees in my backyard, and I'm like, what the hell?
He just took you out.
Oh, that was a triangle choke, huh? you're the first person I ever got in that, huh? And I'm like, oh my God. And my dad, all I can hear is my dad laughing. Hey, you idiot. You supposed to tap out. I'm like, oh,
I like
man.
That your dad's laughing at you. That's good.
I know you guys were talking earlier about discipline with the kid.
Well.
Oh man, you guys got nothing on my dad. Licking? Yeah, right, man. My dad hit me with the 1-2. It's on.
Oh, that's not good. But look where you are today.
Yeah, it's all good.
All right.
I'm tougher for it.
The show is this weekend at 9:30 MTV on Sunday. It's called Bully Beatdown. Mark Burnett is here, Jason Mayhem Miller, and we will take a quick break. Bully Beatdown is the name of the TV show. It's on MTV Sunday night at 9:30, right after Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory and just before Nitro Circus, which is a great Sunday night of programming right there. Bully Beatdown is hosted by Jason Mayhem Miller. Jason, how many fights have you had in the
Man, 40-some? 40, I guess? 38. There you go.
38 fights?
Yep, 38.
And how many by submission or what's your specialty?
I like to choke people. It's so much more intimate. I get right on his neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you like that? You're gone. I don't know. Maybe I got some asphyxiation fetish or something. I don't know.
That could be.
Yeah.
This is a good way to explore that.
Yeah, my bad.
Now, okay. How do the fights go with Bully Beatdown? There's two rounds, right? These bullies get into the ring for two rounds.
Yeah, they get in for two rounds, and their whole thing is that their job is to survive. If they can survive, we set it up so these guys can make money.
Right.
You can make some money, but you have to survive to make the money.
Oh, so, fine, survive.
But you don't have to win.
You don't even have to win.
Okay.
So they don't have to win. They just have to not get – I mean, we want to watch you get beat up. But, you know, if you can win, I'm going to give – I give the guys if they can tap my guy out, I'll give them $5,000 extra.
As
a bonus. On top of their $10,000 that they come into the ring with. But every the first round is all grappling.
Okay.
So it's all ground stuff.
All ground. They start from a standing position, right. But it's all ground
don't,
stuff.
Don't they get submitted quickly?
Often, I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah, but, you know, if they can survive, they keep their five. They start the round, okay, with $5,000.
Right.
Okay,
$5,000
per round.
Okay.
If they can survive, every time they get tapped out, they lose $1,000.
Oh, so it's not the end of the fight when they tap. It's just they start again.
Yeah, they start okay. You back up. Like, you got your arm hurt? Oh, I'm sorry. Stand back up.
That's the longest 3 minutes money. Of their lives.
Exactly. So they get tapped out. If they get tapped out five times, they lost all their money. Now, the second round is kickboxing.
Nice.
We put them in a headgear. We put them in shin guards and big gloves.
Now that they're exhausted.
Now they're exhausted.
You put them in headgear.
So, you know, and then they start with another $5,000.
Okay.
Now, if they can knock my guy out, okay, Bob's your uncle. You get some money. You get five more grand on top of that. But you know, if they, you know, get stopped, or the referee thinks they're taking too much damage, or the, you know, or they quit, which has happened.
Right.
They get nothing.
Now, the money that gets taken away from the bullies.
Every dollar that gets taken away goes over to their victims.
See, that's nice. The sweet part.
Who are sitting cage side with me to watch the whole thing go down.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, is there any kind of post-fight follow-up? Because I would think perhaps the bullies would then step it up on the victim guys.
Beat
the hell out of them.
Well, definitely. We keep in contact with our victims, you know, to make sure that, you know, I don't have to come back and get this guy again. But you know, the way it is, usually, honestly, there's like there's some touching moments in this show. You got to watch the show, but a lot of times the bully comes away with a different point of view.
Really? Because this is the first time he's ever been shown that
I've heard exactly those words. Like, oh, I never been punked like this. Like, yeah, now you see how it feels to get punked and bullied.
No kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like a kick to the side of your head to readjust your attitude sometimes.
Oh, no.
That will do it occasionally.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I was, I did kickboxing for a little while. And I started sparring.
Are you challenging me right now?
God, no.
Oh, okay. Just talking how we could kick your ass before you came in.
Ralph's challenging you, though. No, but the first time I sparred, I got knocked out by a kick before I could even get my arms up. I didn't even know what was going on. I was like, what the hell?
Who let you get kicked in the head?
I had the headgear the whole thing. I was just a pussy, apparently.
Keep your hands up.
Yeah, I guess.
Kevin's always picking on me. I'd like to get him on Bully Beatdown if we could, actually.
I would.
Maybe you guys
could
teach him a lesson.
Well, this looks fantastic, I got to tell you. You've done 11 episodes, right?
We're ready to go to air with 8.
8, okay. And what's the address again if the bullies want to get in contact or the victims?
Bullycasting@yahoo.com.
Bullycasting@yahoo.com.
Yeah, we didn't have enough money to actually buy a website. We went to Yahoo and bullycasting@yahoo.
Before we go, I have to ask Mark Burnett while we have him in the studio, where is Mother Effin' Jingles, Mark?
I've been waiting for Jingles forever. Yeah. Remember Jingles, the TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Where people were going to compete for advertising by creating their own jingles and they were going to compete for that show?
It's just a matter of finding time for it to go on. CBS have great, great shows. You know, and
whatever.
And then Survivor.
One less CSI, one more Jingles. Tell them that over CBS.
CBS are doing so great. And
Survivor's
back. I mean, Survivor is now in its 18th season.
That's what I was just going to say.
We're prepping, actually, for 19 and 20. You know that Survivor is unbeaten at 8 o'clock on a Thursday since 2000.
No kidding.
It's amazing.
That's
wow.
Crazy. I mean, since we started beating Friends in, 2001... We haven't stopped.
Nothing. I remember when Survivor came out and it was so big that we all said, well, this is a
It'll burn out quick.
Yeah. But it hasn't. I mean, it's not as white hot, but 18, 19, and 20 seasons, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just wait till Jingles gets on the air, man. I want to see 20 years of Jingles. I've never been more excited about a show than Jingles.
Bully Beatdown.
And then Bully Beatdown.
There you go. It's a great Sunday night block of programming. Bully Beatdown is at 9:30 on MTV this Sunday night. One last question. Celebrity Apprentice is...
Great fun.
Unbelievable.
Awesome. Great TV.
Tom Green, horrible. Dennis Rodman, the most unreliable guy ever.
Yeah.
Still on the show. How does that happen? He goes drinking and just doesn't show up.
It's just Dennis. He's, you know, you just got to love the guy.
No, I don't. No. Not even a little bit.
You got to love to hate him.
I love to hate him.
No. You know what?
But I hate him.
You actually see during the season, there
don't
actually
tell us
are some
around.
Very endearing, genuinely endearing moments with Dennis Rodman.
All right.
You'll see.
Okay.
I promise.
I don't know. Here's the thing about him that's unique. I don't know how many people would go on that show and for everyone to see and then just start drinking and not show up.
Be a giant ass.
Here's the good part about that. Authenticity.
I know.
How many people on reality TV are faking it? And how many people like Dennis Rodman are truly themselves? And you got to like that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Who's the monster? Jesse James.
Oh, great.
Great guy. Yeah.
He's the greatest guy and no one will listen to him.
He's holding that team together.
He is. He genuinely is another great guy.
He's a great guy.
Have you ever seen him driving those vehicles on the Baja 1000?
No, I haven't.
Go online.
Little nutty.
Oh, my God. I always thought I was a pretty brave guy until I thought of the idea of getting in a vehicle with Jesse James and going like 90 miles an hour across the desert in one of those vehicles. He's unbelievable, that guy.
Yeah. He's way cool.
that Waco.
And doesn't fit in with those other celebrities. He just kind of sticks out and just doesn't say anything.
Next season, I'm going to put Mayhem on. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm hoping to get to do Bully Beatdown with Joan or Melissa Rivers.
Oh, I just got to say, if he would choke out Donald Trump, I'd give him $5 million.
Mayhem, you're fired. No, you're fired. You're fired. Yeah, right. I'd like to see that.
Mark Burnett, thanks for coming in. Jason Mayo Miller, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Show looks great. It's 9:30 MTV this Sunday night called Bully Beatdown. Thank you, guys. Time for some Afro calls. 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. 24 hours a day. Any topic is fine, including the Snuggy Pub Crawl.
Oh, Snuggies.
It's coming to Southern California and is going to be challenged by the Poncho Patrol.
They will be slapped down.
Hey, my wife and I are doing the Snuggy Pub Crawl. Let me tell you, I'm going to be packing. I'm going to be packing some serious heat. They don't want to mess with me in my Snuggie because, you know, we'll throw down.
Yeah,
it's I'm on. Right there with you, brother.
Really scared of that, I'll tell you.
And you pack a lot of heat in a Snuggie to keep you warm. Your heat's even hotter.
Yeah, but isn't it your whole front covered?
Yes.
Oh, how are you going to get your guns up?
I'm going to have them in the Snuggie sleeves.
Oh, just waiting?
Yeah, just waiting.
Your hands don't get trapped in the Snuggie. That's one of the selling points.
That's the beauty. It's not like a blanket where your hands get all trapped.
There's a hockey like announcer in Florida that does the NHL team there, and he's unusually colorful, named Randy Moeller. We have him on the program on Monday, I believe.
Outstanding.
He will say he shoots, he scores, and then he's got some kind of a follow-up, usually a line from a movie that he says.
Stratson steps in, fires a shot, he scores! Carlos Stratson! And I draw ding-dongs on people!
Pitches scores! Lookie, your ass is like a cookie.
Yeah. Come on. Lookie, lookie.
And now, a black moment with Lisa May.
Lookie, lookie, your ass is like a cookie. Gonna inject it and kill it just like its name was Tookie.
That was a black moment with Lisa May. If you didn't tell me that was a black moment with Lisa May, I never would have known.
Oh, come on.
I would have thought that was a Swedish moment with Lisa May.
That happened.
Lukey, Lukey.
Over the line on the right side. Stillman cross-ice pass to McCabe right on the front. He scores! Brian McCabe takes the feed from Corey Stillman. This game is tied up at one. I go to work like a doctor.
He shoots, he scores! And man.
Yeah, makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Speaking of hockey, yes, they broke my heart. Flyers are up 2-0 on Detroit yesterday.
Oh, the Red Wings.
2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit came back with 3 unanswered goals, beat them 3-2 at the end of the game.
That hurts.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Freaking Red Wings.
I don't think the Kings are going to make the playoffs.
I don't think so
it's
either.
It's a rough year.
Yeah.
Yesterday was Cinco de la Tarde and
St. Patrick's Day.
Sorry. Wow. Yeah.
I'm still celebrating.
This is a response to that.
Oh, my God. I just heard Ralph giving the Cinco de la Tarde showbiz report loaded. He needs to be drunk every day. He needs to be drunk every day. He might turn into a raving alcoholic, but that's okay.
I agree.
You may find this hard to believe, but I have no memory of that showbiz report.
Really?
Are you kidding?
None whatsoever.
It was awesome.
People kept telling me. I got a bunch of emails today saying how much they enjoyed it. I have no memory of that break. Wow.
I did see the video of you in Kat's studio at about 11 or 12.
During her shift, I stuck around and I was making her do shots of Jameson's Irish Whiskey with me.
Yes. So that's how that worked out.
I plan to stay around to sober up after our show.
Do you remember telling us that you wear panties?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Garmin, it's me, Stevie. I know you said to never call you at work, but you left your panties at my house last night, and I just wanted to give them back to you. So call me, 1-800-YOU'RE-GAY-RALPH.
Yeah. First of all, that's way too many numbers for a phone number. And second of all, just because I did at one time wear once women's underwear.
Okay.
I was just trying to talk about how great the underwear is.
Right.
It has nothing really to do with sexual preference.
Do you have them in your bag now in case an emergency?
In case I go to the gym again and I forget underwear, I will be prepared.
I rest my case.
With absorbent, supportive undergarments.
I rest my case. I don't know what this guy's trying to say.
Kevin and Bean, I wanted to ask you, why does Billy Mays have to be so f***ing loud?
That's Ralph's hero on the...
love me some Billy
Mays.
What
does he sell? He sells everything.
Everything. Yeah. He made his bones, really, with the OxyClean. That was the thing that got to put him on the map.
Why does he yell at us all the time?
Get your attention.
Can he stop?
Mighty Putty. So he got me to get the Mighty Putty.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Lisa May, I was listening to your traffic report, and I heard someone spilled something on the freeway. I would like to spill something on you.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Huh? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
sir. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm not so sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's all too clear.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Do we have that option?
Yeah.
We were talking earlier this morning about how parents kept their kids in line.
Yes.
Because Rosario Dawson's mom licked her.
Mm-hmm.
Licked her underarm. We thought that was kind of weird. So we took some calls, and we got some Afro calls.
Hey, Kevin, you mean my mom used to beat me with frozen food and cooked food? Like those chimichangas that you put in the microwave? I'd have one cooking, and then just she'd come up and hit me in the back, like bare skin and everything. But not only did it hurt when she hit you, but it burnt like hell. And then also frozen peas, frozen carrots.
Yeah. Huh. We were going for the abuse angle. We were trying to find funny, weird ways.
Funny, unusual, more than painful, cruel.
Yeah.
But
that didn't work so
apparently
good.
The cruelty is much more than we know, because the lines were just jammed with people going, yeah, they poked me in the eye. They, they
burned me.
Hot wax in my belly button.
These parents make the Octomom look qualified.
Hey, as far as weird punishment goes, my mother used to make us kneel on pinto beans, dry pinto beans. And afterwards, she'd sweep them up and cook them for dinner, so that was pretty weird.
Ow.
That's bizarre.
Make you eat your own punishment.
Ew.
Hey, guys, I just want to call in. That bit you just did on the punishment that parents used to give their kids, hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks.
The one where the woman kept getting hit by a magazine by her burly mom.
Right.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of
that. And burning the candlelight. Oh,
yeah.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Woo! That was fun.
We bring the funny.
We do something on child molestation tomorrow. That should be hilarious, too. Nice job.
Thank you very much. What we're saying is we didn't intend to go for the abuse angle. That was not the intention of having people call with their parental stories.
See, a listener, Mark, emailed me and said that his dad used to make him do push-ups if he acted up. Like they'd be in a store and he'd be getting whiny,
okay.
And dad would say, give me 10. And he had to get down on the floor of the store and do push-ups. And he said it was humiliating because people are walking by you while you're on the floor doing push-ups.
That's funny.
See, that would have been a good story for us to tell on the air.
Less of the abuse, though. Less of the hitting,
yes,
with stuff.
Less
and throwing
of
items.
The belt, the buckle end of a belt and hot candle wax poured in your navel. We're looking for a little less Saw 6, a little more funny parents. Damn, people, what are you doing to your kids?
Yeah, that got away from us.
Kevin
just a bit.
Shoots fireworks at his kids when they act up. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
He puts them out on the beach and he chases them down the beach with
Kevin.
Bottle rockets pointed at them.
They have some. They shoot them back.
He wraps them in bubble wrap and throws eggs at them.
That's what true. I heard, too.
Check out Bubble Wrap Beer Mug at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. We pretty much wrapped them in bubble wrap and just abused them. Good times. 5 till 9, time for Ralph Showbizby. What do you got, Ralph?
It is indeed. Here's the thing about country music stars.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think they feel compelled to live their life as if they're living in one of their songs.
Yeah.
You know who Leanne Rimes is?
Yes.
She was that young singer, right?
Leanne Rimes was a massive country music star at one time. She was a kid star. She's like 14 or 15 when she broke big. Still a big star, I guess, pretty much in country music. Anyway, she's married.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing a movie, a TV movie, with an actor named Eddie Cibrian.
Mm-hmm.
Who is on Ugly Betty.
Yes.
He was on an Invasion also, Samantha Who.
He was Coach Diaz having an affair with Betty's sister.
Yes.
Very good-looking guy.
Apparently, Eddie also acting out in real life. They're both married to other people.
Uh-oh.
However, Us Weekly Magazine has photos of them taken from a video security camera.
Oh, no.
That shows the two of them holding hands and making out at a restaurant in Laguna Beach in California on March 7th. Apparently, after that, the couple met for a 3-hour tryst at the Malibu Beach Inn on March 14th.
All right.
Yeah. He's been married to a model since 2001. They have 2 sons, age 5 and 23 months. And she's been married for a few years as well to another guy. So apparently they are developing quite the...
Oh,
they're probably
boy.
just doing research for their roles.
Right, sure.
Because they're doing a TV movie where they play lovers, apparently.
Innocent research.
Dude, when you're getting busted with video camera surveillance now,
yeah.
there's no hope for you.
There's no hiding.
There is no hiding. Don't do it, people.
Mm.
Couldn't happen to a better genre of music.
You're not a big country music fan?
Not so much.
Mm.
Jennifer Aniston and John Mayer have also split up. Now, apparently, Jennifer is feeling angry and used.
Oh, dear God. We're not going to have to go through another 17 months of magazine covers, are we?
Where everyone feels bad for Jennifer,
yes,
and asks her how she's feeling and why men don't treat her right.
Oh, I just can't take it.
Story is that after their Academy Awards performance, I guess you could call it a performance, at least on John's part, where they were on the red carpet showing everyone how publicly in love they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He turned cold on her right after that.
Really?
Yeah. Now people are wondering whether he was using the relationship to get on the red carpet and to get a lot of high-profile publicity, because he broke up with her shortly after that.
Mm-hmm. He seems like he's a good guitar player, right? I mean, he's respected.
You know,
right?
Maybe he just didn't want to break up with her before that, because that would make the whole process more difficult for her.
Well, that could be.
John's
I mean,
never,
been a, nice.
Never been a guy to keep his feelings to himself. Apparently, he's been twittering about the breakup.
Oh, great.
Oh, what does he
say?
One of his tweets reads, according to Us Weekly, "This heart didn't come with instructions."
Oh, no, no, no.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Nope.
Regarding the confusion that love can bring sometimes.
Duck, anyone gay?
This heart didn't come with instructions.
He didn't say that, though.
Man, you can't control what your heart does, man.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Ooh, daddy-o, this heart doesn't come with instructions.
That is so gay.
And Renee Zellweger may be one of the nicest girls in show business. Apparently, she has a strict rule never to turn a fan away who wants to talk to her.
Okay.
That's
nice. She says she's missed flights, taxis, appointments, because she can't bring herself to disappoint a fan if they come up and start talking to her. She feels compelled to sort of treat them nicely and have a conversation with them.
Hmm.
Which is nice for the fan, but she's screwed.
You shouldn't miss a flight.
Knowing that, if I ever saw her at the airport, I would just start talking to her.
A 40-minute conversation.
Sure loved you in... what were you
remember
in?
That one time in Bridget Jones' Diary when you had you were trying to impress that guy, but then you had the wrong underwear on, and then remember he was... And remember that time? And remember when you were in that movie where you were in the cold, and you were... And Harry Connick Jr., and you were in the cold, and you were trying to be in the snow? Yeah, uh-huh. Just
to check out the story.
Just punish her.
I like it.
It'd be the best. Let's take a look at the top 10 TV shows on television, shall we? The ratings for Nielsen ratings. What? I'm still a little groggy from yesterday.
You two are really a pair.
Well, look, what are you going to do?
You can't drink all day and then just next day come back and be fine. At least I can't. Not anymore. I used to be able to.
Can't
do it anymore. Taking its toll. The top 10 TV shows. Nielsen has released the ratings for last week's TV shows, and here's how it plays out. American Idol number one, American Idol number two, Dancing with the Stars number three.
Wow.
Lisa, are you watching that Dance with the Stars? Lisa, are you watching that at all?
Can't talk about it.
Yeah, Lisa's paying
Hater.
Lisa not to talk about it. Mm-hmm. CSI was number four. Desperate Housewives bouncing back strong this season. Number five in the top 10. Criminal Minds, number six. Never seen one. Never seen a Criminal Minds.
Mm-mm.
I am either.
But apparently there's some criminals out there who have some minds.
They have minds. That's true.
The Mentalist. That's my show.
That's
I'm loving
show.
Me, The Mentalist. Number seven, CSI Miami was number eight. Grey's Anatomy came in at number nine. Another show that's bouncing back in the ratings. And number 10, CSI New York. So good news for CBS and for Fox.
A lot of CSI.
A lot of CSI. A lot of American Idols. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Vanessa Williams, former Miss America, who was brought down by scandal when there was nude pictures of her published after she shortly won her crown. Best thing ever happened to her. Went into a huge singing and acting career. She's 46 years old. She was married to Rick Fox, former Laker, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, 43 years old. Actress Queen Latifah. All hail. Queen Latifah.
I hear that, yeah.
She's 39 years old today. Comedian, actor, Dane Cook is 37 years old today. And singer Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Kevin.
Come on.
Let's give some love.
Kevin loves Maroon 5. He is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. This afternoon, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. I don't know if you saw the video of the Octomom arriving home at her new house last night with two of her kids.
With two of the babies.
Yeah.
It was paparazzi, but it was also looked like it was a whole neighborhood St. Patrick's Day party. I didn't understand. There were people.
It was like a block party. Yeah.
There were people holding on to the car. When you start the video, a guy goes, "Happy St. Patrick's Day."
What the hell? There was some damage done, too. Like her garage door was damaged, and some other thing happened to the house. Can you imagine living in that neighborhood?
God, no.
Oh, no.
Man.
No, that would be miserable. But we've received calls and emails from people who live in that neighborhood, and they are not happy to see
her
show.
I can imagine.
That kind of riot going on.
Yeah.
And also this afternoon, the story of the belligerent chimp on Kevin being Cinco de Retarde.
Right. Does the belligerent chimp have parents that abused him?
I hope not, because that was rough.
Yeah.
Kurt St.
Thomas?
Yes.
James?
I don't know. Kurt someone is filling in for Kat next. She's going to Austin, Texas because she's going to drink a lot.
Kurt man.
There's no Kurt St. James.
There's a Kurt St.
Thomas.
Martin.
There's no Kurt St. Thomas.
Kurt St. Nick.
Kurt St. Lucia. Kurt St. Lucia.
Kurt St. Lucia is up next Saint for Kat Steven. As she drinks. We're going to talk to her on Friday from the South by Southwest thing.
Yeah.
From, that'll go well.
From Austin.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So we'll see you this afternoon. We've been telling you for a long time on our morning show and every chance we get that the monkeys, the apes, the chimpanzees are taking over the world.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They are doing it.
Every day there's a new story.
There's a Swedish zoo called Furuvik Zoo in Galv, Sweden.
I imagine they don't say it that
Pretty
way.
Sure I didn't say that correctly, but there is a chimpanzee there named Santino, and since 1994, he's been throwing his feces at people, of course.
They love that.
They love that. They love throwing feces. But he's also been gathering rocks at night and putting them in nice little neat piles so that in the anticipation of people showing up that he gets agitated with, he can then reach over into the pile and throw rocks at them.
Because there's not always poo.
Exactly. That can get really difficult sometimes.
Wow.
So now there are psychologists saying this is the first time we've ever seen actual proof that they can anticipate changing mood and knowing that they're going to need something to throw. And this chimpanzee, apparently this belligerent chimp, is just storing up rocks and throwing them at humans.
That is amazing.
Which is awesome. So we had Alex, our producer, line up the expert at the zoo in Sweden. Good afternoon, sir. Is this Santino?
Yes, this is Santino. How you doing?
You can talk too?
Yeah, I am a Swedish talking monkey throwing stones.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Who had any idea?
Not you, apparently.
I didn't. No, well, you're throwing rocks. I guess the gathering and the storing of rocks is groundbreaking for chimps.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What a smart chimp.
The people at the zoo say that when visitors show up in front of your cage, it's like a hailstorm of rocks.
Yeah, they are bombarded with rocks and concrete.
Why are you so angry?
Because people are giving me the eye.
Well, they're
looking at you. I don't like being looked at I'm trying to be about a long time for myself.
But you are at a zoo. You know that, right?
I didn't choose to be zoo.
Oh, I see.
I captured and put in cage for zoo.
I see.
Well, that's
and
sad.
I am an unhappy situation with me.
Okay, and when did you realize that you didn't have enough poo to throw?
I have a low-fiber diet.
Okay.
And sometimes it's hard for me to make poo to be throwing.
Right.
So I bear down to create some weapon from my buttocks, and it would not always be readily available for me.
So then someone would walk up, and you'd get angry.
And I go, hold on a second, don't go nowhere. and nothing would come except a hemorrhoid.
Oh, man.
So
oh,
I started thinking ahead. I said, hold on a second, there's a person looking at me.
Oh, don't.
I pelted them with rocks.
Did you hit the guy with the rock?
I did. He right in the lens of his cannon.
Nice. Yes. Nicely done.
Any other questions?
I'm trying to figure out what that meant.
Well, are people still coming
to see
you?
The cannon was a camera he was using to take pictures.
Oh, I
hit him in lens.
How do you know different brands of cameras?
I used to work at Best Buy.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. Another person's come.
All right.
What?
That sounded like a horse.
I did. I threw a horse at him.
How do you throw
a horse? With rocks.
Wow, I knew
that. I started to collect other things from the zoo to throw to people.
I knew the chimps were strong. I didn't know you could throw a horse.
It's a small horse.
Okay.
It's one of those tiny ponies. What do you call it? Shetland.
Shetland pony, yeah.
Thank you, Psycho Mike.
How do you know Psycho Mike?
I'm a smart monkey.
Wow. What are those, seagulls? What's that?
I'm throwing seagulls.
Seagulls, okay.
Yes. Their sharp beak makes for excellent implement of doom.
I never would have thought of that.
The implements of doom, by the way.
Are?
Playing Coachella this year.
You know about Coachella as well.
I have tickets already, all 3 days.
That's amazing.
I threw a cuckoo clock.
Where did you get a cuckoo clock?
From my uncle in Switzerland. He makes them. You think I'm smart? Where do you see a chimp make a clock? Impress the shit out of you.
That is pretty impressive. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi, guys. Hi, Liz May.
Hello, Harvey.
What was happening with the Octomom when she came home last night? That was a St. Patrick's Day party and a neighborhood party and paparazzi. What was happening?
How would you like to live there?
I would not.
God. Oh, God. Yeah. So she brings two of the litter home. And it was just nuts. I mean, there were reporters. Poor Mary Beth McDade from Channel 2 and 9. I know her. And she's tiny. And she kind of got crushed.
Yeah.
And there's neighbors and paparazzi. And it was like insanity.
Yeah.
And, you know, my favorite part of it was Laura Spencer from The Insider is there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see it, but I heard it in the radio. They played this in KNX because it's part of the whole CBS thing.
Right.
And they say, she says, we're exclusively inside the house, and we're about to, it's like she's going to interview the baby. And all I'm seeing is, like, somebody throwing money at Octomom as she's asking the question.
Here's some more money. Now answer this question.
Wallpaper in the house with $100 bills, I think.
Right. Do you want more than one sentence? It's $200 for more than one sentence.
Unbelievable. If you haven't seen the video, go to TMZ.com and watch it. It will shock you at what a just circus it was outside the house.
And
way more than just the paparazzi. We had a K-Rock listener who's in the neighborhood who called us with this report.
What's up, this K-Rock listener, Rob Noyes. Nadia just came home with two of her children, Joshua, and another one. Got crazy. They broke down her garage door. Everybody and their mom is here. It is completely insane and lunatic style. You guys have to see it to believe it. We're right here, K-Rock listener, Rob, on the front line with Nadia Suleiman, the one and only Octomom.
Our own correspondent out
That's
there.
That's a hell of a report right there.
Wow.
Those four little babies coming from a hospital to this hullabaloo, that would be very frightening.
I'm guessing they don't know what's going on.
Well,
but you know what? Somebody was saying in my office, it's like, wow, you know, I don't know what it does to kids, like when they, you know, when with all these camera lights like shining on them.
Yeah, true.
It can't be good.
You end up like Shaun of Sand.
Well,
addicted.
Well, let's not forget the fact that Nadia Suleiman is her mom, though. I mean, they have that to deal with for a lifetime.
Right. it is just the sickest thing I've ever seen.
Harvey, you mentioned your friend Mary Beth, who's covering the story. Do some of these reporters just hate the fact that they have to go out and deal with this circus?
Well, I haven't talked to her, really, and I'm not sure if she's even alive right now. So I don't know, but I just remember my days doing it.
Yeah.
And it is a crappy job because, you end up, you know, first of all, waiting, and you're just getting pushed around in a crowd, and then you do a live shot, which is just kind of like out of control. Right. I don't know. You know, it's just...
How many times, though, because I don't remember seeing this in the recent past, how many times is it a complete zoo apart from the paparazzi? All the neighborhood and everybody coming out? I don't think I've seen that.
Out. Oh, I mean, the neighbors, there was one neighbor who barricaded the street, and ultimately the police then said, you can't do that, sir.
Wow.
So, I mean, this neighborhood is going to be in chaos. And, I mean, forget about the cameras. There's 14 kids in that house.
Well... There's that, too.
You know, I mean, there are 14, and it's only going to get worse.
How long is it going to be before the state swoops in and takes some of those kids and gives them to actual parents?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, you know, you just hear her getting coming to her. I said, what do you mean you're doing this? I was just at the MAC cosmetic store for 3 hours. Well, how did you get in here?
Yeah.
You know, to children's services as they take the kids away.
Spending thousands of dollars on blush and eyeliner.
Right.
This is the weirdest story I've ever seen.
It really, you know what? I think that's why people are interested, because it's like this couldn't have happened to a more appropriate person.
Yeah, that's true. It is rare that somebody comes along where everyone agrees that she's hateable.
Yeah.
You know what? And I hate saying it because, you know, I shouldn't, but you just really dislike her.
Yeah. Listen, I hate her. I do. I think this is terrible for these 14 kids.
Yeah, I feel
kids.
Really bad for the kids.
I mean, she's like, and just in terms of like a role model for mothers and things, it's like, you know, what do you do when you have 14 kids? You go to Disneyland, and then you go to Knott's, and then you go to Mac, and then you go to Target. It's like, what is the deal here? I mean, boy, you guys are screwing up when you have one kid and you're that busy.
Really? Yeah, this is getting ugly, and it's getting ugly quickly. Are there still rumors? Do you still hear rumors that she wants to have more kids?
Oh, why would that surprise you?
Well, I mean, it's just at some point you go, seems like your hands are
there
full.
There won't be a doctor who will do it now, well, right?
But here's the thing. Maybe she can get a guy to do it now.
Yeah,
because you know, what she could say is, look, if I had 14 kids and I made $538,000, think if I have 16 kids what we can make. I'll give you 20% for your, she'll make deals.
This story just keeps getting better and better.
I know.
This is unbelievable.
Harvey, another story we've been following, which is this tragedy with Natasha Richardson. What's the latest on this situation, do you know?
Well, I mean, it's really terrible. We found out that this ambulance ride in New York, I mean, basically, you know, that she was completely unresponsive. Her pupils were unresponsive. Her husband was sitting next to her in the ambulance caressing her. And from all accounts, you know, what I'm told the ambulance people were told was that she was effectively brain dead.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's a really terrible situation, and, I mean, it's just so weird that she's on a beginner slope, and it was like a minor little thing, and...
Right, she falls, but she doesn't have a headache or anything at first.
Nothing. She was laughing. I mean, she was fine. An hour later, she starts showing these symptoms, and it's a horrible story.
Wow.
I heard one trauma doctor say it's not an unfamiliar scene. It's a situation they call, I think, a fall and die, where you have a slight injury to the head, and because of a certain set of circumstances, you start bleeding into your skull, and that's eventually what happens.
It gets complicated so quickly.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it happens to fighters sometimes where it just happens, because a lot of fighters get punched in the face and nothing happens.
Right.
But it's just one of those, you know, peculiar type of things. I don't know. It's horrible. It's just horrible.
Yeah, Liam Neeson and her kids apparently there in New York, and I've heard they're trying to gather her friends and family together as sort of a farewell, right?
Well, the family went to the hospital last night. I mean, you know, most of them were there. The kids were there. Vanessa was there. Lynn was there. The husband was inside. So, you know, everybody's going to the hospital, but it just does not look at all good.
Yeah.
But at least the Octomom is healthy.
Yeah.
At least we got that.
She keeps on ticking. Hey, guys, she doesn't take a licking and keeps on ticking.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen. This weekend at the Ha Ha Hut, Harvey Levin, the comedy stylings.
Harvey, thanks for squeezing us in again today. TMZ.com and TMZ TV, Channel 11 at 6:30. Thank you, Harvey.
I'll see you guys.
Bye. Bye. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, we have Matt Money Smith talking about the Final Four.
Yeah, communism, corn, oranges.
He also has tape of Kevin Federline in the studio recording some ringtones. Yo, 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 this is K-Fed, pick up your phone type of stuff.
And
you download from his website or something,
in the studio, though, this is the behind the scenes where he takes a call from his mom and all kinds of other wacky stuff.
Yes.
Sweet.
So we have that as well. And we have Phil Keegan. Is that how you say his name? Amazing Race?
Host? Amazing Race, dude.
I believe so.
Kagan.
Kagan.
We've had him in six times. Yep. I don't know his name.
It's a hunked up
He's
name.
He's an awesome guy, though.
We have him tomorrow morning. Right now it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, congratulations to Danny Masterson from That 70s Show. He and his girlfriend Bijou Phillips, apparently they are now engaged. Hmm. They've been dating for about 3 years. He is 33 years old. She's 28. I didn't know he was 33. Jeez, they were all like teenagers in That 70s Show.
Yeah. Sure does seem like it, yeah.
Congratulations to those guys. More wedding news. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are already man and wife, but they have so much love for each other.
Stop it.
That apparently they need two weddings.
Are you serious?
To fit it all in, yeah. Reports are coming in that the husband, quarterback, and wife supermodel are set to tie the knot again in Costa Rica. Well, they'll have a small ceremony with about 50 guests. Sometime early in April, they'll be flying all their friends and family down to Costa Rica.
Well, multiple weddings certainly worked for Pamela.
Is this true?
Is this one of those things where she just says, we're going to Costa Rica? He says, okay.
Pretty much.
Let's go. That's the way their life goes.
Okay, let's go. All right.
She wanted to take Matt Castle, but he got traded.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Also, relationship news. Madonna is dating that 22-year-old male model named Jesus Luz.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Luz.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Jesus, who says, by the way, they were mean to Jesus as well. They didn't just pick on me. They were also mean to Jesus.
It's true.
That is true.
All right.
He is pretty thrilled about it. I imagine Madonna, being 50 years old, is pretty thrilled about it. The only person who isn't too happy is his ex-girlfriend, Katerina Franca, who's also a model. She's 18 years old.
Ouch.
And she thinks it's ridiculous for a 50-year-old woman to be dating a 22-year-old man, and says that Madonna is nothing but an, in her words, old hag.
Well, to her, she would be.
Who was using? I'm sorry, old bag. I didn't want to misquote her. An old bag who was using Jesus to make Guy Ritchie jealous.
I don't think Guy Ritchie's jealous in the least. He's like, now she's your problem.
Dodge that bullet.
Did I see photos of him with Elle McPherson?
Yeah.
Am I not mistaken?
He's been seeing with her.
Yeah.
I think he wins.
What?
I said you sure did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Winehouse was in court yesterday to face the assault charges brought up against her. She pleaded not guilty.
For hitting the woman?
For hitting the fan in the face at that charity event.
Yeah. I didn't
even
have to see it, and I know
dozens of onlookers witnessed the event.
Right.
Apparently, this was Amy's first public appearance since she returned from her extended vacation on the island of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. I don't know if the photos or not, but she was wearing a low-cut flowered mini dress along with her signature beehive hairdo. Just looked beautiful. Just stunning.
She's
gorgeous, gorgeous.
An attractive girl.
Well, now, why do you say that? Toothless and ugly?
She started out, like, weirdly, kind of strangely attractive.
Yes.
Sort of.
Yes.
Quirky attractive, yeah.
But then she just drank her looks right into the toilet, and it's just not good now.
Shot her looks into the toilet.
Yeah, all of the above.
With a syringe. Today's celebrity birthdays, Adam Levine from Maroon 5. He is 30 years old today. Comedian, actor, Dane Cook is 37. Queen Latifah turns 39. Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains turns 43. And singer, actress, Vanessa Williams celebrates her 46th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.